From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, Google is evil.
Everybody against the wall, do not block passage. Members of Congress.
So here you go. We're attempting to have free speech, silence from the internet, so they can build strong men line up.
Yeah, everybody left or right.
And we're here simply trying to tell the truth and stand up for what's right and let these people know that we will not be.
Google's fake CEO Sundar Pichai is giving a testimony right now. Excuse me, a Google hearing. Alex Jones is live right now on the Hill with Roger Stone. Let's go live.
And in the West, and this whole ruse about the EU, how, oh, they're passing laws about regulations and all this sort of stuff. That just says that you opt in instead of out, but still all the companies are allowed to spy on you and control you. The EU only came in and put pressure on Google and others so that they would be even bigger censors. And this has all been caught on tape with Google executives and Zuckerberg and others on tape from Facebook with Merkel, when she says you've got to stop the nationalists talking about our open borders. He says next year the algorithm goes in, we're going to stop them all cold. And you know what? Next year was this year. And the algorithm went in. 6 months ago, they were having congressional hearings in there, in that committee. And they were saying, at lunch, we saw InfoWars was the top of Twitter. This cannot be allowed. And they said, we saw that too, and we fixed it by hand. And they said, well, that's not quick enough. And they said, it's okay. The algorithm goes in 2 months. 2 months later, the algorithm went in, and everybody started getting banned. They programmed the algorithm. Oh, don't worry, a supercomputer decides what's hate speech and all this other stuff. Then they misrepresent what I've said, what I've done. They tell lies about what I stand for, and then I can't even respond back. This is part of a larger plan. So think about it. Roger Stone gets demonized in these hearings. I get demonized in these hearings. Do we ever get called in these hearings? No.
And the bottom line is really simple. Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and their ilk have engaged in racketeering and antitrust activities in violation of U.S. law in a blatant attempt to strangle our First Amendment rights and remove us from the so-called town square. We're opposed to censorship. Left, right, or center. It doesn't matter who you are. You should have free, unfettered access to the internet.
And Google operates as a utility. Explain that to them. They operate as a utility under law. That's how they get liability protection. That's how they can have all these people posting on their platforms. They have liability protection.
So should they be regulated like utilities?
They're already under, yes. They're already under,
exactly, yes.
And how do you think that that would work?
Well, number one, Sundar should be charged with perjury before Congress. I mean, they're charging other people, supposedly for lying to Congress, but it's not clear. 100% he got up there and lied about his communications with people at Google to basically have people go vote for Democrats. And it's all there. He says, I know nothing about it. Yes, it's a real email, but that's not my interpretation of what you're saying. Okay? He gets up there and he knows damn well you turn off all those functions, then they just don't let you have the features that those functions get in.
But you're still tracked.
When you opt out, you just opt out to be able to use it. And then they lie to her. Google.
But specifically, how could you regulate?
The same way the telephone company is regulated. You can't deny somebody a telephone.
Huh? Ma'am. They already passed in the 90s, and then again in 2000, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, Safe Harbor laws. And under Section 230, they are a utility, and they have no liability to take stuff off that they're supposed to slander or anything, unless it's been found to be illegal, law enforcement has contacted them, or things like that. That's the way these work. I'm under that too. I have message boards on InfoWars.com, okay? And I'm not liable when somebody goes on there and says, I'm going to go kill somebody. Now, when I get subpoenaed for the IP address, and it's happened many times, I give law enforcement the subpoena, and they've actually arrested three
Alex
people.
Jones is 100% correct, ladies and gentlemen. Sundar Pichai, under oath, said we have no plans to launch anything in China. There is no such thing as Project Dragonfly, even though it's been widely reported, even in the Washington Post. That's perjury. Who is Sundar Pichai? Who is the real CEO of Google? Will the real CEO of Google please stand up?
The resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Chanting at the fake CEO Sundar Pichai of Google, who has lied under oath today and is in the middle of a hearing. But Alex Jones is live right now talking to some people who are avoiding him. They're scared of him. Let's go live to Alex Jones. Okay, we're going to pull away from that. Alex is, he's not FEC friendly right now. So did we dump that? We'll go ahead and dump that. And we're gonna let Alex do his thing. Let me just tell you something, folks. This is absolutely crazy. Is Sundar Pichai still live right now, guys, or did they take a recess? Okay, let's go back to Alex live right now. Sundar Pichai is still live in the Google hearings. He's lied under oath. It's the most unbelievable thing. We've got the clips. We're going to go back. Alex Jones and Roger Stone are there on the Hill right now. Let's go back live to Alex Jones and Roger Stone.
I work for the Russians with no proof, and they said that I said nobody died at Parkland when I never said anything close to that. And they lied to get me deplatformed. That's why we're here. We're here because we don't get to face our accusers. We've been taken off all these platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of it. Google delisted us. Google broke its algorithm 2 years ago. Our stuff is always on top because it's what's most popular goes to the top. They broke their algorithm. That's why Google doesn't work very good in the search function anymore. Everybody knows that. And they push lies to the top, and they have George Soros funding groups that are the fact checkers that actually tell Google what to do. This is outrageous. People like Jack Dorsey over at CNN are the new thought police. Roger, you want to tell folks something?
Oliver does.
Jack Dorsey's a
The most outrageous aspect of Twitter is that you are falsely accused in the mainstream media. And then when you issue your defense, it doesn't get covered by the Washington Post or the New York Times or the worst of them all, the Wall Street Journal. So you would think, well, I can take to social media to defend myself, except for you're banned at social media or you're censored at social media. So it affords you no avenue, no platform to defend yourself. It's un-American.
And you
it's
don't get to
institutional and it's illegal.
Any country has gotten the right to talk about.
Yes, we had it right. Under session, yes, they're not following the regulations. The internet and these tech giants and everybody from a website with a message board to Facebook operates under the fact that you're not a publisher. You have your site, you publish articles under your name, you're the publisher of that. But when you allow comments or people to have message boards or high-tech things like Facebook, social media, they're not liable for what somebody says there unless it's criminal.
And then you have ladies and gentlemen, we're live from InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. It's Tuesday, December 11, 2018. Absolutely crazy day here at InfoWars.com. Alex Jones and Roger Stone are live right now. Sundar Pichai, the fake CEO of Google, is in the middle of a hearing right now with the most pathetic, inept Congress I think I've ever seen. It seems like nobody knows what's going on except maybe Jim Jordan. But let's go live right now to Alex Jones and Roger Stone, now the center of attention outside of the Google hearing.
Yes, yes. The internet was designed in the United States of England, and the real inventor of the internet, who's English, but he lives in Boston, MIT, helped design this plan. And he says we should go back to that, or he has a new plan that will actually circumvent now Google and Facebook and others who have basically complete monopoly. And so the true inventors of the internet have gotten together and had conferences to get almost no coverage and said that we have authoritarian, centralized tech giants who have merged with China and that the planet is in great danger. And these guys are real, quote, liberals. These are the real inventors of the internet. And you can go right down the line, and they're all sounding the alarm.
Exactly. They like to play that they're a neutral public forum under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act so that they can be removed from liability in lawsuits when they allow liberal publications to slander Alex Jones repeatedly on their platform, yet they remove him and act in their own form of bias. So therefore, they cannot no longer
that's right. They can call me a Nazi and then not show any proof or anything. A literal Nazi. And then I can't even go on Facebook if Facebook had it, as long as we post it, I can't even respond on it. I mean, they go in and just swoop in, especially Twitter, YouTube. Anytime we actually break down what's happening, Here's an example. I was here a few months ago, and the only place I was still allowed to be on was Twitter. And Jack Dorsey was here. And he got up and lied in front of Congress. Of course, they're looking at indicting him for that. They discussed it. It was clearly lied. From CNN, who helps police conservative media off the internet, who brags and helps take us everywhere. I walk over to him, a grown adult, a reporter, and I put a camera up to him, and I say, how dare you go around and lie about me and try to get me taken off the internet and then brag about it? And I say, man, that's really evil what you're doing. He's a grown adult doing his job in a public space, Congress, in the hall, and there are people at the same time with the Blasey Ford deal chaining themselves and yelling and screaming. And the media goes, oh, that's wonderful, that's American democracy. I just talk to him like this and say, how dare you lie about me? How dare you go to publishers and then get people to work there fired? How dare you go destroy all of my sponsors? How dare you have night after night lies on CNN when your so-called media organization saying I should be taken off the air when CNN is known for fake news on purpose? And they said that I bullied him and Twitter took me down. So I bullied a reporter who is trying to destroy my life, and that's bullying. Standing up. And the fact that they're going that way means there's probably something going on. Let's go talk to some other folks here.
So Alex is in D.C. right now with Roger Stone. We have a crew there, Millie Weaver, other reporters, cameramen, getting all the scenes for you. We're bringing it to you live right now. We're going to be here all day, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll give you the updates. Now, we've got the clips from Google's fake CEO, Sundar Pichai, which I've just decided I'm going with that now. Sundar Pichai is the fake CEO of Google. Let's go live now to the police officer talking to Alex. So the officer is just telling Alex how he can avoid getting in trouble. He's, you know, just kind of obey these guidelines.
He had hearings 6 months ago where he said that I'm with the Russians and he all with no proof. And then he also said that I said, go back out of court.
Just here in court.
Plus. I appreciate it. There you go. See? So.
And let's not forget the Project Veritas undercover videos where they get the Google employees, they get the YouTube employees, and they mention InfoWars and Alex Jones by name. And then Sundar Pichai says, under oath, there's no bias.
Yeah, I know. It's been something.
So as you can see, there's obviously a media gaggle around Alex now as he's walking through the halls of Congress. There have been other protests outside of the Google hearing today. There was a sign that said stop Google censorship. There was another man that had a Google logo on the Chinese flag. Now, there's the iconic shot right there that's going to be published. Alex Jones and Roger Stone walking through the halls of Congress. And it looks like they're going to maybe get ready for a little press conference or something here. By the way, the Monopoly man was trolling Sundar Pichai today, sitting behind him in the gallery.
All cameras are right there, around the corner. Only thing I want is blocking the hallways. You guys want to do it over here? Let's do something quick over here. Come on, Roger, right here.
What do you think of the hearing so far?
Well, all I heard was dissembling by the chairman of Google. Doesn't point out can't turn their tracking device off, not really. You lose the features, but they still can track your movements. The denial that there is any evidence of systematic censorship of conservatives or libertarians or Republicans or conservatives on the internet is laughably false. You have to wonder whether Congressman Nadler is delusional or whether he is purposeful in his lies.
Here's the bottom line. Google is on record. CNET News reports it that when you think you turn the features off, like location tracking, you just lose the features. They're still tracking everything. So,
you know, it's clear to me, folks, this is the answer. We have to go to D.C. and go to these events and make a big fuss of this because these congressmen, they're so inept. They think America's dead. We're not dead yet. We're going to be right back. Rob Dew's Twitter account, Millie Weaver's Twitter account, Lee Stranahan's going live. We got live coverage in the break, but we'll be right back with Alex Jones and Roger Stone live from Congress during the Google hearings.
I remember when
Alex Jones went to Congress.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
and was one of the few real men that was willing to stand up to tyranny. Let's go live to Roger Stone and Alex Jones taking questions from the press right now.
Far less egregious than the debate done by the Clintons or the Obamas in that same area. Where's the Russian collusion?
Obama got tens of millions of illegal contributions and paid fines for it. This is, and we're believing Michael Cohen, who's an admitted liar, who they go bust not for Russian collusion, but he admits laundering money in a taxicab firm. The president had nothing to do with it, and now that he's facing jail time, he changes his story and says the president would tell him to pay somebody off his money through the campaign. It'd be totally legal for the president to do it another way. Why would the president then choose something that's illegal to do to his lawyer?
One thing I do know is that is Donald Trump is so many things on my list. And therefore, any recommendation that I might make would fall by the papers.
What about Dave Bossie?
If Dave Bossie's IQ is 1 point lower, you would have to classify him as a twins.
Let's expand on this, though. Guys, Google is lying to Congress. They censor conservatives and nationalists all over the world. We have their memos, we have their videos with their head people talking about this. And then mainstream media kind of plays along with this whole thing because mainstream media thinks their competition is talk show hosts and people on Facebook or Twitter. No, your competition is Google and Facebook themselves who decide where the traffic goes. And they're never going to give you the traffic. They want to basically extinct all competition and consolidate power and control. This is a monopoly issue, and Congress needs to break up Google. They need to break up things like Facebook because they become criminal organizations. And now we have the political parties fighting over the control of them because they become censors. Instead of saying, hey, we shouldn't use the Ring of Mordor, we shouldn't put on the Ring of Censorship, it destroys everybody that uses it. No, we're just going to fight over who gets control of the censorship machine. These are giant criminal censorship machines that are totally arrogant, that are running wild, that are engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, and they've sided with the Democratic Party, and they've sided with socialists all over the world, and that's their business model. Well, they told us they were.
According to the New York Times, on January 20th, 2017, I was under surveillance during the presidential campaign. What would be the probable cause?
Do you think that someone has been told this?
I have no idea. But if they did, I have nothing to hear. You would hear a lot of political gossip.
But let's expand on it. CNN and all of CNN and the New York Times reported that Infowars.com was the source of the false news in January 2017 that Trump and Roger Stone and others were being surveilled. It was all later confirmed. It was all later confirmed because I wasn't the source. The Democrats, when he was president-elect, when Trump was president-elect, were still being vitriolic. They were trying to stop the president from being seated coming up on the 20th of January.
They suddenly appealed to the Electoral College.
And they were saying on the news, we surveilled them, we know they're Russians. And Obama said, I'm giving all the media the data I have proving Trump's a Russian. That was his bluff, to try to stop Trump from being seated. And to launch this whole fake Russian investigation was already going on. It was really surveillance of Trump the campaign. Then once Trump got elected, the deep state got scared and said, let's change it to a Russian investigation. And then they bragged to the media, oh, we've got the proof we were surveilling Trump. It was all over the Washington Post, New York Times, ABC News, CBS News. I was showing people clips of the news, and they were saying, Jones is crazy. That's fake. It was never on the cover of the New York Times. Because they got caught. They thought Hillary was going to win. They were illegally spying. Way worse than Nixon ever did. And so they had to cover it up with a Russia investigation.
It's an abuse of power far more egregious than anything happened in Watergate. It is the use of the state's ability to surveil using unconstitutional, illegal vice laws. That is not
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have the best audio right now from Alex and Roger. So I want to just switch over real quick to Sundar Pichai getting questioned by one of the worst in Congress, Eric Swalwell.
In response to claims that Google has put its own results ahead of its competitors when its PageRank algorithm believes the competitors should be ranked higher,
Alex Jones and Roger Stone are right outside of this
hearing. Google has told certain international enforcers that local search results come from a specialized index, which is distinct
from
its organic
web index.
This is
the type of crap that people are sick of. Hey, Swalwell, get off your stupid little talking points and actually ask a real question, you bum!
Against that of content collected by third-party services using a PageRank-like quality score.
We employ a wide variety of signals. We are interested in providing users. We respond to user feedback.
All right, so I'm already user, done with this. Go back to Jones. Boo! Fake CEO! Fake congressman! Get him out of here!
Are you stopping this Russian bot, Dr. Jones? That's just a made-up fake Russian bot.
Have you ever taken any money whatsoever from Russia? Zero. Have you ever worked for the Russian?
No.
Well, we can say a few of it on the show. Who don't? Listen, I've had the FBI phone. I've had them come. I mean, I'll just say it. And then my lawyers didn't get into this. I've had them try to set me up. Okay, I'm not going to get into it this one. It's here, okay?
Now, see, most of these people listening to Alex saying this think he's nuts or like, what? Like, oh, yeah. No, that really happened. These people aren't even... See, that's the, most of the media it doesn't even realize we're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Like, oh, yeah, Jones, I'm sure, yeah, Mueller tried to set you up. We got the documents. They were spying on us during the campaign.
Because they know you're like a Jim Jordan or... a few others that have the courage to actually stand up and speak out, that you'll be targeted. They'll try to ruin you. They will offer people money to say that you sexually assaulted them. They will try to ruin your life. And I've been an example of a building straw man turning into this devil and then trying to destroy me. Well, they couldn't destroy us completely. They didn't just ride to Jones fall here and been destroyed. Well, no, that's not true. Our core audience is bigger and stronger than ever. He'd been cut off from responding to larger media to the same lies. And so now they just tell these insane lies. I offered $1 million to anybody that can show a video of me endorsing or saying that there are thousands of human slaves on Mars. I never said that. I never endorsed that. They just say it. They just make this crap up. Somebody's going to come and get $1 million because it doesn't exist. And female reporter on Orange just asked a question about, well, you know, how do you know you're a subject to the whole Mueller investigation? I know because I've had them target me. I know because I've had them try to destroy me. I know because they put the Financial Crimes Enforcement Bureau. You know, I have perfect credit, perfect banking credit, merchant credit. They put 6 months ago a designation in there. It's classified under Infra.
Where are you getting that?
In the bank documents that I'm basically a terrorist. I mean, I have been designated like a drug cartel or a mass murderer who's most wanted. But I have no criminal record, and I have perfect credit. And now they have already, like China has the social score.
And look at all the digging that they've done into Trump and his associates, and what do they have? Nothing. They have nothing. So we're about to go to another break here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like us sending a crew to D.C. with Alex Jones and him trolling these people and making a scene, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can send Alex over there with a crew more often. We can send other reporters there because you know what's sad when you watch these hearings? You see how pathetic our Congress is. So that means we have to go there and be real men and women and raise these real issues. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Alex Jones and Roger Stone and the Monopoly Man are live from Congress as the fake CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, who clearly knows nothing. I know nothing! Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I see nothing. Uh-oh, it's Swalwell and Alex Jones. Let's go live.
Swalwell. That's really a fleet lane.
Why do you have a bomb, citizen?
Eric Swalwell has just broken a new 40-yard dash record running from Alex Jones. Unbelievable. The guy needs to go to the NFL combine.
Jesus.
I'll tell you what. I think Eric Swall. Excuse me. I was going to say something else. Swallowswell. What's his name? Swallowswell. Swallowswell.
Maybe I don't know.
Surfer boy. He took off running so quick from Alex Jones. What's that? I'm getting from our sideline reporter. He may have pulled a hamstring. He may have actually pulled a hamstring. He ran so fast when he saw Alex Jones. Unbelievable. He broke a land speed record for any mammal. Eric Swalwell today running from Alex Jones. It was like a blur. You really couldn't even tell it was Swalwell. He was moving so fast.
Huh?
Here, let's see if we can hear Alex and Roger Stone talking. All right, we've got bad audio there. So let's pull out of that. Is Sundar Pichai, the fake CEO of Google, still giving testimony right now? All right, let's go to the horrible, awful Democrat from California, Ted Lieu, questioning the fake CEO of Google.
And bad search results. Don't blame Google or Facebook or Twitter. Consider blaming yourself.
Oh, it's my fault.
Gentleman's time has expired.
Thanks, Ted.
Chair now recognizes Teddy boy. From Arizona, Mr. Biggs.
Good old Ted Lieu.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Out there in California for over a decade, and your streets are riddled with feces and drugs.
I don't disagree with one point made by the last interrogator.
No, but you see, Ted Lieu needs Google to censor the search results when you search what's going on in Ted Lieu's district. You see, so the Democrats need Google to censor the truth about their own policies.
There's very few constraints on the First Amendment, although there are lots of constraints ultimately when we start looking at it, everything from libel to slander to threatening, intimidating to yelling fire in a crowded theater. We have constraints on First Amendment speech. But you've seemed, as we've gone through here today, to say that Google doesn't have bias. You yourself have said you personally don't have bias or animus, and you've also tried to implement policies to prevent bias. Anonymous.
So Google
as well,
has denied any bias. Sundar Pichai has lied under oath multiple times today. Let's go back live to Alex Jones and Roger Stone in Congress outside of these hearings.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to go outside the location, and I want to go live on a show. So I'm going to go with Skype. Okay. So I got to get an earpiece. And so let's just get set up and then do that and then leave.
Okay.
You got it, boss. So that's the key. All right. So Alex is going to get set up, guys. The crew's going to get in touch with Alex, and him and Roger are going to get connected with us, and we're going to go live. All right. So you guys monitor that. Let's go back here live. We're going to get Alex Jones, I imagine, live next segment. It looks like he's kind of shaking hands and doing something right now. Let me get Alex's audio one more time real quick.
I think it's been a pretty successful mission.
I think it's been pretty good. You got to yell at Sundar. That was good. We got to hear him lie to Congress a couple times, so that was fun.
I hope we get to confront
Nadler. Sundar helping run death camps in China is another deal.
We need to confront Nadler on the fact that one of his largest contributors is Alphabet, which is the Google parent company.
That's right.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So that's why he was so biased during the hearing.
Same with Beto. Beto's
that's a good point, that Nadler's in the pocket of Google.
Yeah,
Nadler's opening testimony today was so pathetic. The guy is such a piece of trash, man. I'm sorry. It's just...
because they're taking money from Google.
Just a known con man. Just a known liar. So that's our own Millie Weaver doing commentary. All right, guys, let's pull out of this. Let's get connected with Alex. Now let's go back live to the Google hearing.
Others that are, attempting to manipulate your system.
I mean, there may be attempts to use our products and services. So, for example, because we provide advertising products, somebody, and what we saw in the 2016 election was, limited activity, but it's improper.
Okay, the monopoly man now has wads of cash out. Who is this guy?
That totaled $4,700, I think you said.
Yeah, so that's an example of, the kind of threat we see, and, it's something we are working hard to mitigate and avoid.
Okay, and so... I guess I would say that looks like you guys have a policy of do no evil, right? Is that fair to say?
Google
is evil. It's not our official policy, but it's a statement.
It's not our official policy because our official policy is evil.
And other people have brought up the
we spy on you, sell your data. It's all
good. In China, and I want a clarification of that. Are you looking to expand in China and cooperate with the Chinese government on a platform release in China?
To the question, it's about search. Right now, we have no plans to launch search in China. We've always, over the years, explored how best we can continue to serve users in China. But
cheers
that's what
to
we're
the
doing.
Fake CEO Are you doing of Google anything for
with
committing
data
perjury
share with the Chinese government.
No, today we don't operate our services, which involve user data like Google Search or Gmail in China, and so no.
So you're telling me nothing at all then with China?
We do provide, you know, for example, Android, which is an operating system. We work with partners around the world, and there are OEM manufacturers around the world, including in China.
So manufacturers, but beyond manufacturers, any other platform use?
We don't have any special agreements on user data today.
The Chinese government.
Mr. Pachai, right. Okay. Do you like to dance?
Do you share the data that you collect on civilians with the United States federal government?
We comply with valid law enforcement request, and you know, and we with due process.
Let me tell you something. Google has all of these secret contracts. This is ridiculous. Google is the NSA.
Insights into the law enforcement requests we have gotten.
This guy has no clue what's going on. Sundar Pichai is a straw man CEO.
Real quickly, in May 2016, Google banned all ads by payday lenders, even though it invested in LendUp, which is effectively a payday lender. And it banned ads by competitors. Is that a normal practice?
Congressman, we undertook ad policies in that particular area because we saw evidence of misuse, and we had gotten a lot of feedback, and that's what we reacted to.
Did you ban your own LendUp app?
I don't think Google is involved. I think one of our sister companies is has an investment in
LendUp. Right.
I think that's my understanding.
Okay, was it banned?
Gentleman's time has expired.
I can follow up. I'm not aware of the specifics. They're happy to follow up.
Thank you.
So look, here's the deal, folks. These congressmen, I don't know what some of their deals is. Obviously, somebody like a Hank Johnson and a Nadler are just, well, Hank Johnson's very low IQ and was actually stunned when the Texas Representative Smith brought up an email from Google, and Hank Johnson was actually like, whoa, is that true? So maybe Hank Johnson is a genuine guy, just kind of low IQ. But regardless, Google, the fake CEO of Google at the hearing right now, has said they have no involvement in China, and he said there's no bias going on at any Google companies, even though Project Veritas has caught them on film doing this exact thing, bragging about it. But no one at this hearing has brought that up. That's pathetic. Not even Jim Jordan, who did the best job so far. Lee Smith from Texas did a great job, but it's not good enough, folks. I mean, people need to call this guy out for whatever the heck is going on at Google, okay? When we get back, I mean, I've got stories. This is just crazy. This guy's lying all through his teeth today. The fake CEO. All right, I didn't even plug. We got Alex Jones coming up in the next segment, hopefully live from D.C. Folks, huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now. That's how we're able to do everything. We want to expand. They're trying to contract us with the censorship and all the attacks on us. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com during this short break. Do your Christmas shopping, and hopefully we've got Alex Jones live on the other side. Well, we get little to nothing from our pathetic Congress at the Google hearing today, but we do get, I don't see how it's not perjury, from Sundar Pichai saying they don't censor, there's no bias, and then the big whopper, they have no involvement in China. Let's go back live to either the most inept, incompetent CEO ever or a totally fake frontman CEO, Sundar Pichai of Google.
Which users have a sense of transparency, control, and choice, and have clear understanding of the trade-offs they need to make. I think it's very good for consumers, and we would support that.
Okay. And speaking of privacy and transparency, I'm trying to understand the difference between a paying customer for the Google Suites versus the free Gmail. So when it comes to data collection,
Karen Handel from Georgia, sweet lady, clueless. What is she talking about?
How do I use an email service and a cell phone?
Nobody cares. This guy's company is worldwide, one of the most powerful companies in the history of the world, censoring free speech, has an agenda, funding political movements, lying to you under oath, and you're going to ask about an email service.
For example, to investigate security or abuse related to an account. On G Suite, we provide G Suite across many instances. We have clear policies against that, too.
No one cares about G Suite.
Are the policies different?
We don't distinguish between, so for example, today we provide G Suite for free to many educational institutions.
What is this,
we
don't use the Google data for, promo now?
From within G Suite for advertising.
You collect it.
Yes, well, tell me about all your services that I can render so that you can spy on me and collect my data.
We store it for
tell me all the
users so that
new
they
services you offer that
and
you
no
don't
one in your
censor.
Company has access to it.
People,
or they do have access.
We have policies that they cannot access it unless they have specific consent from the user for a specific situation.
Yeah, when you sign the terms and conditions, 500 pages long that you never read.
You may want to investigate fraudulent activity related to your account, and you know we may ask for your permission to do that. Okay. There may be a valid law enforcement requirement which we have to comply with.
All right. I'm going to go back to Google.
Let me explain something, though, because this is like the next level of propaganda that we have to deal with. Why? And see, people say, oh, my gosh, you can't say that. That's racist. No. Google is one of the biggest companies in the history of the world. Came out of America. Why do we have this Indian running the company? You can't say that. That's racist. No, that's not racist. This guy's clearly clueless. He's been here, I believe, for 15 years. And why is it we don't have an American running the company who's not totally clueless? I'll tell you why. Because they put this guy in charge of the company, some panty waist ninny from India with an accent, so that you won't say anything. So that you won't question Google because you don't want to be thought of as racist. You say, oh, I don't want to question the brown man with the accent. I don't want to be a racist. So they give you this straw man, fake CEO of Google to come out here and go off the talking points, clearly has no clue what's going on. Whoever really runs Google is laughing their ass off behind the scenes right now. And then here's Sundar Pichai lying under oath. But that's what they do. This is what globalism is all about. It's about replacing something that wasn't broken and then using some sort of status, like a minority status, to keep you from even approaching it as a topic of discussion. So I'm not even allowed to discuss Sundar Pichai being the CEO of Google, being somebody from India. You can be from India, you can be from anywhere. If you're good at your job, he's not good at his job. I've got stacks of news how Google's been fined, investigated, employee issues. I mean, literally stacks of news. And this is a CEO from India who has no clue what's going on. But I'm not allowed to question the brown man with the accent. That's what it's all about. That's the games they play. That's the propaganda. So now you have this whole country that's so scared of their own image in the mirror or saying something that might be politically incorrect. They won't even think about questioning Sundar Pichai because he's a brown man with an accent. That's how brainwashed people are in this country. That's how pathetic this is. And you even have members of Congress that are so afraid of their own image and someone from the Washington Post printing a story saying you're racist because you went after Pichai. That's how this whole thing runs. Let's go back to the fake CEO.
We highlight, we give people information about where to register. We do these things representatively across for all our users across the U.S. And all indications are that the participation is uniformly high across our user base. So, we do this with the express goal of...
But how did you do it? Did you send out links? Did you send out voter registration forms to people?
The gentlelady's time has expired, but you can answer the question.
Thank you.
For example, on the Google homepage, we may say... check where your polling place is. And as a user, you can click on it, and we give you the location of your closest polling locations and the opening times available to you. That's an example.
I'll be following up on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield. Thank
you. The Chair and Eric is the gentlelady from Washington State, Ms. Chappell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Pichai, for coming to testify before us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the fake CEO of Google is lying through his teeth. He's been caught perjuring himself, saying they have no involvement in China. There's no bias, even though we have it literally on film from Project Veritas, and I've got dozens of stories that the crew printed out here with Google involved in China with Dragonfly. Alex Jones and Roger Stone are there. They've been censored by Google. They've been mentioned by Google employees. Alex, Roger, great work today. You got a lot of attention. Total victory. Sundar Pichai laughed at your right to free speech. How did it go? How do you feel?
Well, this is a guy that makes $100 million a year. Some of the owners of this company have more than $50 billion in their pocket. And Google's always been a criminal organization, but it's now very clear that Google is evil personified. And the level of lying, it's been all over CNET News. It's been even in the New York Times that you can turn off the functions in your phone, like location, and then you lose the functions, but you're being tracked the entire time.
perjury after perjury, all of it felony crimes, felony perjury in front of the Judiciary Committee that should take that the most seriously. This is unbelievable. And Dragonfly has been operational for 2 years at least. They got caught trying to build it in 2010. They lied to Congress and said they stopped. Now we know that they're about to go operational nationwide and then worldwide, with Dragonfly being the key in a larger program with AI tied into something called Skynet, a company in China. I'm not joking, not from Terminator. And then it will track everything you do with the global social score, which is all admitted. So the fact that they're talking about, did Facebook share data? That's like, you know, asking is water wet. But they only cover little bitty tiny edges and issues with things that are going on, instead of the big, giant, massive censorship. And so, again, Alex Jones here with Roger Stone. The media keeps asking us, why are we here? Well, this very Judiciary Committee just 6 months ago with Congressman Deutsch and others said that we're Russian agents. He said that I said nobody died at Parkland. Total lie. That I should be deplatformed. And then I was. And so we're here at these hearings to focus on big tech censorship and treason and the fact that China has made a deal with these tech companies to pay 0% tax if they move to those nations. So Google is not an American company. Google is a globalist company. Google is working against this nation. Google has decided that it will be the Chinese century, not the American or the free human century. And it's very, very dangerous. Humanity's making its decision right now about what's going to happen. You had Congressman Swalwell as well that we ran into, the guy that said 2 weeks ago, we'll use nuclear weapons on gun owners for gun confiscation. He wouldn't talk to me and ran down the hall. These people are absolutely incredible. So we're here to face our accusers. Roger Stone?
Yeah, Alex, I could not agree more. But the most outrageous thing here was hearing Congressman Jerry Nadler, the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, say that there's no evidence whatsoever of internet censorship of conservatives or libertarians or Republicans or Trump supporters, when that is simply not true, leading you to ask this question. Is he delusional? Is he mentally ill? Or is he just a stone-cold liar? The worst part about this is Alex Jones and I have both been falsely accused of treason, falsely accused of being traitors to our country, falsely accused of collaborating with the Russians, yet we're denied the ability to defend ourselves. We certainly can't do so in the mainstream media. They simply don't carry our defense. And now we don't even have the social media platforms on which to defend ourselves.
We're going to come back to the next hour and you're going to elaborate. But let me just say one thing really quick that I should have said up front. They've really jumped the shark here in all these hearings lying. They're talking about criminal charges against Jack Dorsey, Congress is, for lying to them when they're on record. We have the head CEO and others of Hillary lost in internal video conferences to thousands of people, basically publicly, saying we're going to censor things worse now. Saying we're going to do it, and Congress is slow to figure this out. But once these guys, I mean, the Democrats are just a bunch of corrupt people in Google's pocket. Some of the Republicans are in their pocket as well. Nadler's on the payroll of Alphabet that owns Google. But the fact that they've jumped the shark, lying and saying they're not censoring in China, they know nothing about China, that's like saying the sky's not blue or the Capitol's not right behind me. The fact that they're doing all this is outrageous. Major crimes were committed, and Sundar had that arrogant, you know what, eating grin on his face. But let me tell you, he was running from us, didn't even know where he was going. It's pathetic. The wicked flee when none pursue. But they want to silence us on the internet? No, they're not going to do it. That's why we're here. And this is why the InfoWars operation is so precious. Why I want to salute the listeners and viewers. Because without you, these people would have won. But you've got my commitment. We're going to go 110% against these people. When we come back on the other side, Roger Stone's going to have the floor for about 10 minutes. I've got some final comments. And then back to Owen Schroyer and the ATX. Stay with us.
Release the Kraken!
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha. You can listen to.
We're going back live to the Google hearing, the fake CEO Sundar Pichai.
You can think Congressman, I've communicated clearly to the company that we need to welcome
viewpoints from across all sides. As a company, we are. You're right. We are definitely based in Northern California, and clearly,
and your employees are on film saying they censor InfoWars. Yeah.
But
okay.
Last year was the first year we grew faster outside of California than within California. We also have
You mean when you expanded
globally.
To China? Ah. Okay.
And I do see a wide variety of opinions.
When Mr. Johnson asked a question about the trusted flagger program, you said for us to review. Who's the us? Who's doing that review?
We review things both with a combination of our automated systems as well as manual reviewers.
The algorithms.
These are people who are part of...
And how many people is that? Is it a committee? Is it...
You know,
it's like if I build a robot that I programmed to destroy the Earth, and then it starts destroying the Earth, and I'm like, it's the robot. I have nothing to do with it.
So this is thousands of people working 24/7 globally across, looking at content based on our policies.
Google has described its ethic with these pithy, great statements. Don't be evil. Do the right thing. I'd like to discuss these ideals in relation to reports at Google that we've been talking about with China. The strict authoritarianism the Chinese government rules its people has caused concern around the globe for generations. I vividly recall the early days of June 1989.
Can I not get conservative light here? Can I get the real deal, please?
Recent reports about crackdowns on Muslims, on Christians, on Falun Gong, mass incarceration.
Yeah, this is China. What is this guy doing? Republican Representative Keith Rothfuss here. Bro, take the gloves off, man.
Did Google design a prototype for a search engine that could be used in China to censor?
What do you mean, did they? This is national news.
Congressman, we have undertaken an internal effort.
Did you create a prototype? There was a report in The Intercept that says a prototype for the censored search engine was designed.
We have developed and explored what search could look like if it were to be launched in a country like China, and that's what we explored. And
he just admitted to perjury.
How many months was that project ongoing?
We have had the project underway for a while, and there have been other projects which we have undertaken for a while, and we have never launched them too. So we are constantly.
All right, so Pichai just commits. He just admitted he committed perjury. This is unbelievable. Because there's no one with a spine in Congress, Alex Jones and Roger Stone had to go down there and be men. Alex and Roger, this is unbelievable. Sundar Pichai just lying under oath the whole time.
And he's on a total and complete power trip because all these executives have been caught bragging, and even their minions, that they look at your family's photos, they know your sexual habits, they can even predict what you're going to do in the future with these systems, these AI systems. That's why InfoWars had to be taken off the air, was they could see the line of us nationalism worldwide, that they had to get us off the air, or they could project that they were going to be defeated. But they're still going to be defeated because people are going to go out in the third dimension in reality and take over these press conferences, take over these events, but also go to Congress and educate them. Most of Congress doesn't even know that they're way past tracking us. They're way past all that. They're hooking it in to everything you do and getting the data and sharing it with all the other companies to then have a 3D model of your entire life and know more about you than anybody but God. And that's the real danger here. And these are lying criminals that have joined with Communist China. And we're about to go to break. Roger's got statements we're going to make. And then I'm going to finish up and let you take over here, Owen. But we've got to go back to these hearings, too, in the next few days and just get all these clips because people are probably Google, Google, Google. We're sick of it. Google is the whole world. Google was built to be an AI system where humans with tech and then give it all of our data so it can basically learn how to manipulate and control us. This is the merger with Silicon. This is the takeover. This is the reality, and that's why they want us banned. So we're going to come right back with Owen Schroeder and the ATX, Roger Stone, and more with another successful mission here in the third dimension exposing these creatures.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, epic time to be alive. What are you going to tell your grandchildren when they ask, what role did you play in the second American Revolution? What did you do to stop global tyranny? What did you do?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around, I'll make you put your wild. Hot numbers be on
right. Well, I'm not getting a feed from you guys or from Owen, but that's cool. It's not a big deal. That's the fun part about being guerrilla media and being out here on the street. So as long as I get a thumbs up, Daria, I can hear you. I can't hear any feeds or anything, but that's no big deal. So I guess we'll just do this segment and then bow out here and let Owen take over. I'm here at Congress. If you just joined us, Sundar Pichai, the head of Google, the CEO, had refused to testify to Congress. He just refused arrogantly. So that got Congress angry. Google's also refused to work with the U.S. government and the Pentagon, but they work with the communist Chinese military. This is outrageous. They're helping round up political dissidents in communist China at a absolutely massive scale. That's all confirmed. They're building a total censorship grid that's already in place, but it's going to expand worldwide. He lied to Congress about that. And then earlier, he was just admitting that he lied. So somebody must have, during the break, gotten to him and said, man, you are really screwing the pooch here. But just think about how Google and Apple and others have made the decision to go with communist China. These people are spying on everything we do. They're building all this AI system that ties in with your travel records, what you buy, where you go, what you read, what you eat, who you know. And they're using all this data to game you and control you. And now they're taking advantage, like we knew they would do, with this godlike, omnipresent technology and this whole Internet of Things. And they are absolutely... the number one threat is big tech. This is the technocracy. This is the mark of the beast. And this lady right over here, they've taken 2 million of the Muslims, and these are non-radical Muslims. Most of them, they're in Mongolia. And they've also arresting the Christians, and they're also rounding up the Buddhists. I mean, I know about the 2 million in the camps. It's admitted. It's all over the news. Yes, ma'am, we know who you are. That's why I called you over. And so... we're here facing this situation. This is just an example where they're now putting a Chinese individual from southern China in the home of every family in Mongolia. And they're also, again, going to give them smartphones after they leave the re-education camps, those that aren't killed. And those then track everything you do and listen to you in live time. And Google Android is competing with Apple to have the contract for China, and then it will expand worldwide. Man, we talked to you earlier, but... tell us about what you guys are doing.
Okay, we are Uyghur people, live in northwest part of China. Our land is being occupied, called East Turkestan. Now it's part of China. The Chinese government is trying to eliminate the culture and the religion by concentrating, by putting over 2 million people in concentration camps. And also, even people living at large, they are living in very heavy surveillance, like GPS trackings and QR codes on the people's homes. And also, they are putting 1.1 billion Chinese cadres, Chinese officials, into Uyghur people's homes to monitor them. So this is a very horrendous atrocity, unprecedented, have not seen anywhere in the world that's happening today on our watch.
Well, ma'am, we have seen it. China has killed 115 million of their own people since 1949. They admit that. They're very proud of it. They've killed 115 million Chinese. They've killed millions of Tibetans. So, I mean, it's just being done to you guys, and this is what Google's helping them do. And so you kill five times what Hitler did. You're wonderful. Google loves you. And it's all leftist and cute. As long as Sundar's Indian, it's like, oh, it's cool. You know, he's not white, so it's okay if he helps China kill everybody. And then even the Washington Post, I heard Owen earlier talking about it, saying I'm racist because Sundar's Indian, so he can help run death camps and help round everybody up and help spout everybody because he's Indian. And as long as, you know, the Chinese, they can kill 115 million because they're killing their own people, and it's kind of cool, and have one-child policies and kill 50 million little girls. But because they're Chinese, it's okay. Roger Stone?
The most amazing thing today was watching the head of Google, watching Congressman Ted Deutch, Congressman Eric Swalwell, run from Alex Jones and I like cockroaches. In the light of day, run because they fear the truth. InfoWarriors would be imminently proud of Alex Jones for leading this assault for the truth. We were the proverbial turd in the establishment's punch bowl today. But we're never going to stop. We're never going to quit. We're never going to stop fighting for a free, open, and accessible internet, because it is the key not only to the success of Donald Trump's reform agenda, his prospects for re-election, his legacy for the future, but more importantly, the future of Western civilization, the future of all of our values and the protection of the U.S. Constitution. we really struck a blow for freedom today, and the cockroaches were in full retreat. And then there was the biggest cockroach of them all, Congressman Jerry Nadler, who actually sat there with a straight face and denied that there's any evidence whatsoever of the internet-based censorship of conservatives or libertarians or Republicans or Trump supporters. So my question again, is the congressman delusional? Is he mentally ill? Or is he just a stone-cold liar? Alex?
Absolutely. And again, I don't have an audio feed from the network. I assume we're on air. But we'll test at the break and see. I know we're going to break here in just a few minutes. But again, we're on the ground, ragtag. But we're all over the newspapers, all over the media right now. These stories are getting out there about how he's perjured himself, about how they're lying about the search functions, about how they're lying about the surveillance grid, how they're helping China build this global social score that's already rolling out in the U.S. This is true authoritarianism. There's this wonderful lady, and her husband and others were in there earlier, talking about how the Buddhists and the Muslims and the Christians are and the Tibetan Buddhists, but also just Falun Gong, are rounded up, put in slave factories, killed in many cases, organs sold. And our evil, corrupt media is defending this and now saying we're racist for being mean to Sundar because he's Indian. And you cannot, if somebody's Indian and speaks in a foreign accent, you've got to just bow down to them. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. This is leftist ideology. This is how this craziness, how they inject race or what color you are into everything. It has nothing to do with anything. These are human beings being killed in China, whether they be Buddhists or Christians or Muslims. And our government it built Google with NSA money, and that's a fact. And now because the rogue state's fighting against Trump, it's fully broken away and has made a deal with China. The EU is against America. Hollywood's against America. Communist China is against America. And they all think we're chumps because we've lived in freedom so long, we don't know what it's like when tyranny starts hitting us. We're like dodo birds. When the sailors showed up on the island, they ate them all in about a year because the dodo birds, you'd see one dodo bird, would see another one getting killed, and it wouldn't even run. I mean, we have got absolute evil, but because Sundar has skinny pants and how you do, I'm friendly. I'm Sundar. I am liberal. Sundar, la liberal. No, he's like Hitler. He's like Hitler.
What you saw today was the Democrats running circles around the Republicans. The Republicans, I think their hearts are in the right place, but they don't understand what's fundamentally technologically going on here. Other than Jim Jordan, whose questioning was exceptional, the Republicans are late to the party, and the Democrats just spouting lies after lies. In most cases, I think we can assume that the questions being asked by Democratic members were submitted by the Google lobbyists in advance. I lived here. I worked here. That's how it worked. What we saw today was like a show trial where we learned absolutely nothing, but we do know this. The chairman of Google perjured himself under oath again and again and again.
We're going to come back and do one more segment. This is so critical because you made the key point. You've now read it. This new NAFTA deal they lied to Trump about is literally the law of the sea treaty, UN control of borders, not just internet censorship, and expanding 230, not just give them liability protection, but let them act as publishers and have liability protection, something all other media won't have. They are enthroning the tech giants now as the official global government. We're covering it all here live. Owen Schroyer is in the ATX. I'm with Roger Stone. We're going to come back and hit the final key point. That is the emergency transmission. The reason they're censoring us, the reason they're shutting us down is we do our homework. We do our research. And, you know, I know Sundar's a gangster. I know he's hellishly evil. I know he was put in there because he'll execute this evil. But it doesn't matter. We're going to stand up against him and get in their face because it's the only thing we can do is fight back.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones, Roger Stone, live on the ground of Washington, D.C. This is the answer to tyranny. This is the answer to 1984. You have to take action now. Imagine if every Google headquarter in every major U.S. city had a protester outside tomorrow with a bullhorn. Just imagine. Now do it. Censorship is all about, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about stopping the truth. It's all about control of information. Alex Jones and Roger Stone are live in Washington, D.C. right now. But here's the key. Because they have removed Alex Jones and Roger Stone from social media, their videos can't go viral. Their videos can't have an impact. Their videos can't have an influence, even though that's exactly what would happen if they weren't censored. That's why the censorship is here, straight out of communist China. Roger Stone and Alex Jones are still live from D.C., breaking it all down. Shocking perjury from Sundar Pichai today. And Alex Jones and Roger Stone, ground zero for censorship on social media, live with us here on the Alex Jones Show.
I want to be clear. This is the New World War. It's global corporations allied with authoritarians and axis of evil, censoring, destroying Western civilization, shutting down all of our speech, suppressing and arresting and killing people. Google and Apple help arrest and kill people. They're helping set up a giant total spy grid to come in and suppress the United States. They're trying to demoralize the United States. They're trying to set the precedent to take our free speech. And they have these modern leftists who are really authoritarians who are just, their religion is America-hating mental illness. And it is a perfect storm with all the swarmy, snarky, know-it-all lobbyists here in D.C. who sold their country out, not even understanding that Google and Facebook have such, and Apple have such disrespect for America and the West that they've allied with the Chi-Coms. And won't even work with our Pentagon now. So basically, we're losing World War IV right now. But the big news is humanity is awakening. When you come see these slime balls, they're just little traitors that would build something like this and deceive people and say, don't be evil, we're Google, get your trust, spy on everything, and then merge this huge evil system with these authoritarian states. It is unprecedented. And Roger, you hit the key. Let's get into this new so-called NAFTA and GATT that Trump promised to renegotiate, and he's had some good ideas. But boy, they lied to him. We've now looked at it. Law of the Sea Treaty, UN open borders. Obviously, this goes against everything Trump wants. It's now got to get ratified. This has all got to get torn out in Congress. But who the hell is writing this? Well, we know Alphabet, the parent company, is heavily involved. You're an expert on this. We were just talking about Nadler being in the hip pocket of Alphabet that owns Google. This is the top of the technocracy pyramid. And Milley was just pulling it up that it's his biggest contributor. He is literally reading talking points to Pichai, Sundar, who is then engaging in absolutely massive perjury. So this is a loop of perjury by Nadler and by Sundar in committed evil fraud.
I think it's important that people understand what you see here today is like a kabuki dance. In other words, I worked in the U.S. Senate for Senator Bob Dole. I worked over here on the House side for Congressman Robert Steele of Connecticut. All of those questions asked by the Democrats today were submitted in advance by the Google lobbyists. They're all friendly questions. It's all an act for the American people. And the Republican members, to their credit, while they tried to shed light on what's really going on, they don't understand the technological and legal issues here. So what Alex said is absolutely true. This new treaty with Mexico and Canada, it's a very good deal for America when it comes to jobs and economic growth. And that's what the president is focused on. But what happens in the meantime is the lobbyists then surreptitiously insert in the small print the Law of the Sea Treaty, protection of the tech giants so they can continue to censor the internet as they have been, and in some cases, even worse. So it is essential that the president understand that the small print, which denies us a free, unfettered, and open internet, has to be stripped out of this treaty before it is ratified, or frankly, it is over for this country. Today, we ran essentially a guerrilla raid, where you actually saw members of Congress, Eric Swalwell, Ted Deutsch from Florida, and even the chairman of Google himself, running from Alex Jones and I like cockroaches in the sunlight, running, unwilling to answer questions, unwilling to engage in any kind of civil debate. It would have done your heart good to see what we did today. This is real civic action. And it proves what one individual can do.
Absolutely. And it's the InfoWars folks out there supporting us that lets this all happen. Hey, Jack Posobiec was just walking by of One American News. Talk about kicking ass.
It's so weird. He's walking down the street here in Washington, D.C. I heard there's some censorship stuff going on, panel. And I just heard this loud, booming voice on the side of the road. And, you know, at first I thought it was Maxine Waters. But no, it wasn't Maxine Waters. It was actually Alex Jones. You guys have a very similar voice. Anyone ever tell you that?
That's right.
Very similar. So
I'm actually watered.
It's very it's fantastic though.
I want you to go to the petrol stations. I want you to go to the shopping malls. You don't let them ever have a minute of rest.
It's fantastic.
Because Republicans are violent. Sorry.
It's fantastic to see though that these what I want to do, and maybe, you know, maybe we can do this at One American News, maybe you guys can do this at InfoWars, that whenever one of these representatives starts talking to Sundar Pichai, the Google CEO, I want the dollar amount of how much money Google has given them to appear on the screen.
It's a price tag.
The price
just
tag,
ding.
Exactly.
Darren McBrain, I know you're watching. We want this right now.
I mean, think about this. And like a ka-ching, little like a sound effect, you know, to come up. So Jerry Nadler, I'm Googling this. I actually looked it up on Google, right?
26,000.
And DuckDuckGo. So 26,000, that's how much it costs to buy off one of our U.S. government officials.
Clearly
26,000.
Pound in this case.
Not paying.
No,
Jerry Nadler is a fresh-faced enemy of the people. He's on the take. I mean, he's bought and paid for.
Number one.
Fish-faced enemy. I love
that. He's a fish-faced enemy of the people. There's no question. The man is a disgrace. He's a meeskite, as we would say. And
why is everyone so scared of him? Everybody's like, we can't believe you talked to Sundar. The guy's helping round up the Chinese and others and Christians and others, and then he's lying about Dragonfly. He's lying about we don't track anybody when you turn the function off. It's just all pure lies.
Yeah, I mean, the way he's getting around it is he's saying that we're not developing a search engine for China, right? Because you're helping China develop a search engine for China. That's what the Dragonfly joint venture project is. That we're working with.
We're not building an atom bomb for Hitler. We're just helping him.
Right, no, we're building an atom bomb for Germany. We're building an atom bomb for, you know, for the German people. We're not building it for Hitler. So it's these ways, these legal means that he's using to get around answering real questions. And you're going to see a lot of kabuki theater today. You're going to see him dancing around questions. You're not going to see any real answers. It's going to be the same time the last time we were here together when Jack Dorsey came in. Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook came around. Lots of empty questions from people who, number one, don't know the technology, or number two, know exactly what they're doing.
They're just playing dumb. Roger.
I view it as empty questions from people who are essentially empty suits. But today was a fraud. We learned absolutely nothing other than that the chief executive of Google can lie with a straight face. He's a very skillful liar. But he sat there denying that there's any censorship of conservatives or libertarians or Republicans. He denies that he's working hand in glove with the Chinese communists to suppress democracy and dissent or even human rights in China.
So he needs to be charged. I mean, Jack Posobiec, we're about to go to break, do a few more minutes with us. What do we need to do as Americans? I'm just down here as an American that's been black-holed by these people saying, hey, I still exist.
Well, we're seeing Robert Mueller push forward charges on Michael Cohen for lying before Congress. This is one of the few times that that charge has ever actually been done. They never brought it up for James Clapper. They never brought it up for John Brennan, but they'll bring it up for Michael Cohen. Well, if we are seeing Sundar Pichai, we should go through the transcript and look up every single time that he makes a false statement or misleads Congress, and we should bring that up and we should walk it over to Robert Mueller's offices, where we know he's looking for you anyway, so you can hand this off, and while he's talking to you, we can show him all of these charges as well.
Well, I suspect he knows how to find me. The truth is, I told the truth before the American Congress. The chairman of Google just lied his ass off.
Hold on, we're going to break. We'll be right back on the other side. Start kind of up there. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from Washington, D.C. Owen Schroyer is in the ATX to show you some of the crazy architecture that's festooning these buildings all over the place. That's some type of weird mythical creature from Greek mythology. And we've got, from legendary political mythology, Roger Stone, Israel in the flesh, and Jack Posobiec, both great patriots. Jack Posobiec with One American News. We've seen some incredible things today. And your idea of a price tag popping up on these politicians when Google and people come in here and lie, it's incredible. We were going to break. They're talking about arresting Roger Stone for lying to Congress with no proof. But now Sundar and all these other guys can just crap all over us and lie, lie, lie. Jack Posobiec, other just closing points here about what we've witnessed today and the real fight this nation's facing.
Yeah, Alex, well, the real fight is, see, they want to talk about bias because bias is hard to prove. And we should concede that fact, that it's hard to understand exactly what someone is doing. Now, on the flip side of that, I would say that if you go to YouTube, which is owned by Google, people don't remember this, it's owned by Alphabet, their parent company, that YouTube routinely suspends, gives strikes to, and it's conservatives. It's by and large conservatives. So they say, well, our algorithm doesn't do this and that. But when you look at it, Roger, which side is it that's actually banned from YouTube? Is the right or the left?
It's clearly the right. What disturbs me is the fact that Congressman Jerry Nadler, the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Alphabet Company.
And he said it doesn't exist. Conservatives are not censored when we have them all on video.
Congressman, you're owned. Resign. You're corrupt. Resign. Nothing you say can be taken seriously because you have your testimony is paid for. Your words are paid for. Every single word expressed by Congressman Jerry Nadler today was written by a lobbyist for Google. He must resign. He is ethically corrupt and compromised.
There were some other congressmen that were able to ask serious questions, that were able to actually question Pichai on some of these really, really questionable practices and put him under some scrutiny. Nadler, for only $26,000, I mean, what a cheap date, really. When you look at some of it, Google paid over $250,000 just this last cycle, $250,000 to who? Beto O'Rourke. That's who they were funding. They were going to put him in. He was going to be another senator in the pocket of Google with Beto. They didn't win, but of course we know that the program for promoting Beto is still going to be continuing.
Google is taking the planet over. It's a bigger threat than the Chi-Coms.
Yeah, and so Google, when they talk about Russia meddling elections and Russia throwing elections, Google has the ability to control what we think, control what we see, control what we believe. Google has the ability to interfere in our elections far more than Vladimir Putin or any of the Ayatollahs or anybody else on the Facebook meme page could ever do.
Well, and the truth is, I want to report this to the InfoWars. Alex Jones attempted to question Congressman Hank Johnson about whether islands could really float. But unfortunately, just like Congressman Swalwell, just like Congressman Deutsch, just like Jerry Nadler, just like the chairman of Google, they fled like cockroaches when they're subjected to sunlight. They ran from Alex Jones and I like children. It was pathetic.
I want to make this point, and in closing, let Owen take back over. Doing a great job. This is the real 21st century threat. We think about uniforms and militaries. That's how the old wars were fought. We're fighting big multinational corporations who had a technological jump. They got what was built in the West, and now they're using it to destroy the values of the West of free speech and open free societies, and are aligning themselves with authoritarian regimes like the EU, who claims they're, you know, fighting tech giants. It's pure bull, and the Chi-Coms. They're making their move. They've chosen their axis of evil. Because China literally has no bottom. There's nothing the Chi-Coms won't do. Human cloning, gene editing, human-animal hybrids, it's all confirmed. Jack used to live before you were in the Navy and Naval Intelligence in China. You can talk about people I know that go there. An old lady will just be dying on the street and nobody helps them. I mean, it is a hellish place in most areas. And Google is helping round people up. That tells you they'll do that here. And they're bringing a total grid to track everything you do that makes the Stasi look like sweetie pies. So this isn't about Alex Jones being censored. People say, are you worried about you? How are you doing? I'm worried about the whole country and the whole damn world, my kids. I'm not worried about me or InfoWars, except InfoWars is a weapon to tell the truth because everybody else pisses themselves and tries to climb some social ladder instead of standing up against this. And then we have no damn future to spend the money. It's freedom that produced the wealth, not authoritarianism, Sundar. It's why you came to America, you jackass, you goddamn piece of filth. Why don't you become a real American instead of a bloodsucker? Excuse me, I'm getting angry. Closing comments for both of you guys.
Yeah, Alex, I think what everybody can agree with on both the right and the left is that these corporations have completely unchecked power, and it is an extreme level of influence that we've not seen before in the U.S., right? When we talk about threats to liberty, when we talk about threats to freedom, we typically, as Republicans or people on the right, we should say, not all Republican, but we focus on the government because government usually stands as a large threat to freedom. But now we're getting to a point where Silicon Valley is actually, or even potentially, a greater threat. And therein lies the rub.
Government has to move in now.
That's the key.
The vacuum, they're making Google the government.
That's the key point. The president must direct his Justice Department to bring immediate antitrust action and break up the racketeering of Google and Apple and Facebook and Twitter and their ilk. This is the only salvation. Without access to a free, robust, vibrant, and unfettered internet, there is no future whatsoever for Western civilization or for freedom. Roger Stone, Jack Posobiec, Alex Jones, InfoWars.
That's it. We're in an AI war, and instead of being our nations against other nations and authoritarians, it's globalists screwing everybody, and they found the perfect lovemate in all this, the Chi-Coms. All right, guys, we're going to cut off this live feed.
And we're going to have more live feeds coming up. We're going to go back to Owen Schroyer right now, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Please support us. And we are going to continue to fight as hard as we can. And I just appreciate you all for your prayers, everything else you're doing. But InfoWarsStore.com, 12 days of Christmas, free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points, and a free T-shirt with every order. Ladies and gentlemen, we're losing money on a lot of these, but we're clearing out our entire warehouse because, as you know, they're trying to completely shut down our merchant accounts and other operations. So whether they're successful or not, I'm now going to another alternate backup plan we already had. But we need your prayers and financial support right now. InfoWarsStore.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. And you'll be able to watch Jack Posobiec with his great reports at the One American News that I already think is doing a better job than Fox. And I'm really glad that they're there and they're available on Cloud TV and so many other systems that InfoWars is available on as well. And you're at StoneColdTruth.com. So, again, thank you all. Back to Owen Schroyer and the ATX.
Well, incredible stuff. An exercise in going through the motions today for Congress with the fake CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, up there, seemingly have no idea, you know, China? Oh, I don't know anything about China. No involvement in China. Censorship of conservatives and bias? No. He was under oath. That's perjury. And the fact that you have, first of all, it shouldn't even be split on party lines, but obviously in the current Overton window, the Democrats are totally sold out scumbag. Okay, I mean, just look at Jerry Nadler and the lies that come out of his mouth. The crew gave me the story. Stephen Cohen, another Democrat from Tennessee, he's trying to claim that Google favors conservatives in their search results. What? Again, this is a total con man. Steve Cohen is a lying scumbag. But this is why people like Alex Jones have to go to Congress and raise these issues, because we don't have any congressmen that are willing to do it. No congressman has a spine enough to call out Sundar Pichai on his lying under oath. The only person that I tip my hat to today, and there were a couple Republicans that did well, but the only one that really actually hit a home run, the only one that actually scored a victory, is Jim Jordan. Lee Smith from Texas, not bad, but these are not questions. Is Google involved in China? That's not a question. That's mainstream admitted news. We have the documents. Does Google censor conservatives as a parent company of YouTube? Absolutely, 110%. We've got the Project Veritas video to prove it. So there shouldn't be any questions to Sundar Pichai, the fake CEO of Google. Are you censoring? Are you involved in China? That's not a question. Those are statement of facts. But when you have Democrats sold out on the Google payroll like Nadler and probably this Cohen from Tennessee, they'll say anything to protect their own status with their pockets being lined by the anti-American Google.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Public hallway. You're gonna be arrested. That's enough. You're making too much noise.
So Google's not evil, though, officer?
I'm not saying that. Just control yourself.
Okay.
Get under control now.
I'm under control, officer. Thank you.
Control yourself. Don't be a red-blooded male and stand up to evil and tyranny.
I need to stand up to him.
I'm not worried about that right now.
They're gonna talk about me in this committee. Yes, sir, I understand. They're gonna talk about me in this committee. I will be talked about. So what am I supposed to do? I don't get a day in court. They lie about me. Google only puts lies up. All the top searches are lies about me and my family. And that guy helps round up political dissidents, and then his people come to lie to Congress over and over and over again, and we don't get to respond to them. So Google is helping build censorship systems in China for a global social score they've tested there to totally control every aspect of our lives. Apple and Tim Cook has said he wants censorship worldwide.
They're working with the communist Chinese that have killed five times.
All right, folks, this is not what Kemper did. We need to get some sort of decorum. The United States Congress.
Again, Google is
to the left or to the right.
Okay, Google is evil. And they're censoring. What's your name?
Alex Jones. Outside
of the Google hearing today, you had all the news covering it. And you can see he gets shut down. You know, there's multiple angles to this because you see it and you see the police officer there and you say, okay, he's doing his job. He wants to maintain order and whatever. But it's like, wait a second here. See, how do you explain this? When you ratchet down legitimate and genuine human emotion because you want to be politically correct or, you know, maintain an atmosphere or environment, you're allowing corruption to reign supreme. And that's what this is all about. Now, again, I understand why that officer's doing his job. However, in this situation, if that officer had any clue what was going on, you let Alex Jones do that. And then maybe later, if you need to file some paperwork or do whatever you got to do to, you know, censor him because you're a good corporate police officer, then that's perfectly fine. You're there to protect the establishment. You're there to protect, the perjurer, the man that just perjured himself, Sundar Pichai, the dumbass that runs Google, apparently, that knows nothing about the censorship, knows nothing about the involvement in China, if you can believe that. So he's either a bold-faced liar or totally incompetent. But, you know, silence Alex Jones from speaking out. And so I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I know Alex well enough to know when he kind of gets a little emotional. He got a little emotional saying that because you have to understand, when you're in that situation and you're standing for what you know is right and you're told you're not allowed to speak and you get shut down, he doesn't get emotional because Alex Jones is getting silenced. He doesn't get emotional because someone tells Alex Jones he can't speak. He gets emotional because he knows that's telling you you can't speak. That's saying that you're not allowed to resist. That's saying you're not allowed to stand up to the establishment. And that's the key here. These people have total control of this entire thing. And you can't even have Alex Jones going there to disrupt their little circus event where they act like they're having this hearing over Google, whatever, and it just turns into a big Google, you know.
Oh, this is how you download our new G Suite. Google does the best job with our technology to join people around the world, says Sundar Pichai.
Yeah, you know, the Chinese communists get to use your technology to track and monitor their own citizens, and then when they find a dissident, they go round them up and put them in jail and torture them. But see, that's okay. But if Alex Jones goes to Congress as an American citizen and expresses his right to free speech, that's not okay. That gets shut down. There's the danger right there. Corporate media, big tech, and then yes men in government like that police officer. Again, no ill will towards that officer doing his job. But guess what? So are Nazis. And if you're going to stand there and allow Google to get away with all the crap we know they've done, oh, but it's big, oh, it's Sundar Pichai, oh my gosh, he's worth hundreds of millions, he runs Google, oh, he's untouchable, I'll protect you, Sundar, yes, oh, Sundar, you're the big guy from Google, I love you, Sundar, we love Google, we love YouTube, we love Alphabet. Oh, you just make hundreds of billions of dollars. You just when I first got into politics, this was the most stunning thing ever. When I first started doing my YouTube channel, which, by the way, I'm banned on YouTube, I did a video. This is when I first took a red pill, just openly thinking, like, here's how Google can track you. Here's how they can use your smartphone, your Imperial probe droid, to track and spy on you. I'm just some no-name at the time. Like, maybe I have 100 people watching my YouTube videos. I had someone from Google send me a history report of all my travel for the last month. And guess what? This was 2013, and I don't have location services on my phone, and they still had it all. And they know they do it. They've got the government contracts, not just from the United States government, the Chinese government, from freaking every government. You really think these incompetent governments and bureaucracies can run a spy grid on their own? Of course not. You need the private industry. So you sign deals, and then you're like Jerry Nadler. You get thousands of dollars paid by Google to your campaign, and then you get up there as the minority speaker on this House committee, and you say, "Oh, Google, we love you. Thank you so much for being here, Google. Yes, tell us about your great services. Oh, tell us about the G Suite. Tell us about the technology. Tell us about the new smartphone. There's no censorship. There's no plans in China. There's nothing to see here. Oh my gosh, what's that noise in the hallway? Google's evil. Google's censoring free speech. Google's working with China. Shut up, Alex Jones. Sit down. Now, Mr. Pichai, go on and tell us how great Google is and how you're not censoring conservatives and how you're not involved in China, please. And don't worry, we're going to remove that pesky Alex Jones. Yeah, don't worry about that. Alex Jones, you know. Free speech, don't worry about it. Free speech is an archaic thing, Mr. Pichai. Don't you worry about that. No. Here's what you need to learn and figure out real quick. And it's probably not going to happen. Alex Jones and Roger Stone are censored on social media. So they can't really get their message out. We've got our platform here with millions of people, but we can't expand. We can't reach new audience. We can't change hearts and minds. We can't spread the brush fires of liberty. But you know who's not banned yet on social media? You. You have to be Alex Jones now. You have to go to the local Google headquarters in your city with a bullhorn. You have to go to the local Google headquarters in your city and do a live video and ask them about the censorship. And you say, oh, well, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I go to some local Google. They don't know anything. They just work there. It doesn't matter. It's about changing the tide. It's about trying to throw a touchdown pass. It's about trying to move the ball upfield. Every time you make an excuse not to take action, you lose. You lose. And tyranny gains. And so, yeah, guess what? They're going to censor Alex Jones. They're going to tell Alex Jones to shut his mouth. They're going to shut him down off everything. And then they're going to act like nothing's going on, nothing to see here. And they're going to get away with it if you don't do something about it. I just wonder, are there enough good men and women left in this country that have a spine and that have the wherewithal and just the soul to stand against all of this tyranny? You see where this is going. You see where this is going. You can't not see it. God has shown you the vision. The Bible has shown you the truth. You know where this goes. If you don't do anything about it, that's where it goes. That's where it ends. And you'll be stuck wishing you would have stood against it for your own lineage. You better do something now, folks.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
They're never going to remove him. That's crazy. That's too far.
This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo.
You have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned.
Social media censorship.
Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censored our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them,
prevent them from speaking.
They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election.
And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it off.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
Billionaires like Tim Cook, who basically pay no taxes and run slave factories in China. But they want the general public to live under a communist model where we're all very, very controlled, and they're offshore and above the law. Well, Alexandra Cortez, as you know, has come out and said, hey, Donald Trump Jr., you better not tweet about how we had to eat the dogs of Venezuela and how socialism doesn't work. We have subpoena power. We'll throw your ass in jail. And you've got them threatening to arrest Trump. There's no Russiagate stuff, but oh, did he pay off some bimbos 15 years ago? That's because these people can't win a real argument. They just want to come to America, these globalists, and their third world populations, and basically conquer us and then suck dry the goose that lays the golden eggs. The very same globalists have already exploited and oppressed the third world, and now they're here pushing their attack on the First Amendment. And that's why you've seen George Soros Fund through Media Matters, through these other law firms, all these fake lawsuits against us. You've seen all these incredible fake headlines, taking out of context or editing what I've said so that I'm saying incredibly insane things like there's secret Martian bases with slaves. I never said that. So that they can then say, oh, he needs to be taken off the air. So first it's Apple, and then it's Google, and then it's YouTube, and now it's thousands of other conservatives and libertarians. Well, now they're going after talk radio. But talk radio has already been through the left, trying to stop talk radio being set up in the 80s when they got rid of the fairness doctrine, the law that didn't let you have partisan talk radio. So talk stations know they've tried to take Limbaugh off and Sean Hannity. They know that they've tried to take Matt Drudge and his website off. So they're aware of this. And so now the Democrats have really jumped the shark. They've taken research from the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Media Matters, and others. And now they're trying to get us off our local radio stations around the country. And they've picked as the first one of our affiliates in Sacramento to go after that we'll put up on screen, a huge station. And you read what she says. She quotes all these things that I never said or I never did and says that I engaged in a child endangerment and promotion of violence. That's what YouTube took us off for. And major publications had to do retractions at the time because they said that I beat up a kid. It was ABC News footage of the big 10-year-old hitting adults and punching them, and he punches a guy four times, and the guy pushes the kid down. They said that that was me. And so now, this is just one of the lies. And so she's saying she wants me taken off the air, and then she tells a bunch of lies and half-truths to do it. That's the definition of defamation, where you say, I want someone off the air, and so then you tell a bunch of lies. It's like saying a restaurant, you know, puts dead baby parts in the soup, it isn't true, or there's cockroaches in every you know, bit of food, and it's not true, because you want to shut them down. So that's what they're doing, period. And in my experience, this backfires when they try to bully talk radio stations, because talk radio particularly understands the leftist globalist agenda of Alexandra Cortez and all of them. They want us all arrested. They want us all off air. So they're going to misrepresent, out of context, sometimes just totally lie to do it. But that's why it's more important than ever. If you're watching on a TV station or cable station or listening to a local radio station, that you call them and you thank them for picking up the show. And you become a sponsor, or you let the sponsors know you appreciate them. And you tell your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, or just your church, people at four-way stops, the grocery store, about that local radio station or about that TV station, and you thank them. Because it's that word of mouth versus these scumbags that really counts. You know, we send our crew down to the border to cover the illegal caravan. And we had a bunch of Antifa surround our people. Where were the patriots down there? There are more of us than them, but we've got to get active and get involved. So their new front to kill the First Amendment is to shut down InfoWars on talk radio. I think it'll backfire, but it's up to you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, this is really incredible stuff that we're dealing with here. There's so many things to cover. I've got so much news. I've got so many video clips to get to. I'm not even going to be able to do it. In fact, guys, there's so many great videos. Let's just carry them over, and I'll be able to cover some of them on the War Room, I think, today, too. Dr. Nick Begich is in studio with me. We're about to get his take on all this. I'm also going to open up the phone lines. I don't even need to give out the number. There's already 5,000 people probably trying to call in. So let's just go ahead and start aggregating calls. I'm just floored by this. I want to get Dr. Begich's opinion. I'm having trouble even focusing right now because this is so unbelievable what's going on. And it's not that I don't understand it. It's that I'm sitting here faced with the fact that if you're a big tech company or some sort of big corporation that can buy off congressmen, you can get away with whatever the hell you want. Anything. You can get away with murder. But if you're Alex Jones, if you're an American citizen and you want to stand up to that and you want to raise awareness about that, you want to execute your right to free speech, you get told to shut up and sit down and you get censored on social media and you get lied about in Western media. That's just what we deal with here. And you know what that is? That's a recipe for death of a nation. So that's where we're at. So we're going to take your phone calls on everything that happened in Congress. We're going to get Dr. Begich's opinion on this and everything that we witnessed here. I've barely even plugged today. I don't even know where my plug sheet is. Here it is. We've got specials going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And today's 12 days of Christmas special is 60% off Alpha Power. 60% off Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about Alpha Power, all the powerful ingredients on there, and then read the 5-star reviews that customers have written about Alpha Power so that you can learn about the effects and what people are saying about it for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and just leave that to the reviews because, ladies and gentlemen, let's just say some men, it gives them a little rev in their engine. But you can go ahead and read the reviews on Alpha Power. 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, free t-shirt with every order. We are all Alex Jones t-shirt, which could not be more relevant than it is right now. That t-shirt could not be more relevant than it is right now. And in fact, I was talking about this in the break. You want to know the correct response to what we witnessed here today? And we probably won't get it because we're all brain dead. We're all chemically induced, you know, fluoride head ninnies, basically. We're just a bunch of scum now. We don't even have a spine to stand up, it seems like, anymore. But if we did, we would go into Congress the next time there's a hearing like this, 100,000, really it should be probably hundreds of thousands strong, and we'd all be wearing the We Are All Alex Jones shirt and saying, hey, look, you're censoring free speech, but you're allowing Apple and Google to get away with high crime. You're allowing Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and James Comey to get away with treason. There's something wrong here. When Alex Jones gets no rights, but Google and Hillary and everyone's above the law. So we're going to get your calls. We're already getting the calls lined up. And we're going to get Dr. Begich's take on this. But folks, remember, the only way we're able, you know, people, I've been doing a lot of interviews. People keep asking, what is the impact of the censorship been? We plan on launching 3 hours of live programming in 2018. Because of the censorship and the removal of our ads on other platforms, and the lawsuits, we were not able to get that to fruition. Now, we've got the studio, and we're getting the staff, but because of all the censorship and everything, we were not able to expand like we'd like to in 2018. So fund us during this Christmas sale, and hopefully we can get that done in 2019. All right, Dr. Nick Begich in studio with me. Wow, what is your take on what we just saw on the Capitol Hill?
Well, I think this is exactly what we should all expect. I mean, these guys want to maintain their power. I mean, you think about big media and Google, Apple, Facebook. These are the big ones. And in fact, everyone knows. I mean, you can read the literature. You can read the mainstream media even, and their little bitty clips on the ninth page talking about the social scoring in China and the fact that these software companies were required to make sure those systems were fully accessible, fully able to be monitored and scored. That programming got written, and that programming is being applied commercially and politically in the United States. And we looked at this years ago because this was part of that plan. When I wrote Earth Rising the Revolution with Jim Roderick, we went through sort of the evolution of the process. And people remember there was a program in the Pentagon. The name of it slips me at the moment, but the program was to get a whole view of the population. You know, and it was like this transparent population they were going to get through the internet, through these various vehicles. It got shut down when it got publicized, and instead...
Yeah, shut down, quote unquote.
Right, and what it did is it got moved over. And so the venture capital side, and there is a venture capital side to the CIA, they have a venture capital fund that they fund startups in Silicon Valley, and then they have their hook. And I think that hook is well embedded in the Facebooks, the Googles, and the Apples of the world that have given them that access, that have given them that ability to take our data and manipulate it. And so they didn't need to build their own system. They just needed to put a little bit of effort on the private side, let them evolve a system. And then because they're privately managed, right, they can do what they want. Well, that is not the way it works with freedom of the press. Freedom of the press is about informing the public so we all can engage our political process like Alex is doing right now. And what is he doing? They're shutting him out of the very hearing room. He should be in that hearing, testifying on the other end of what it's like to be censored by these organizations and the impact it has. You may not like what I say, what Alex says, what Owen says, and all you have to do is change the channel. You don't have a right to not be offended. We all are going to be offended by something we hear from somebody, even the closest people to us. But we have to walk through it, engage our debate, find our humanity again, and engage it. Silencing speech is not freedom of speech. It's the opposite. And we need to recognize that in this democratic republic, as repugnant as somebody's ideas might be, we have to make sure that they have the right to say it.
Well, and it just shows you how far the left has fallen just with the basic value of free speech. They don't even value it enough anymore in their own internal, you know, struggle to say, okay, you know what? I may not like it and I may not like it on my platform, but I have the value of free speech, so I'm going to deal with it. Right. No, they just go full authoritarian. But you said two things that are very key. One thing that I think, I don't even know if you realize how genius it was that you said, but then the other thing is, you're 100% right. Why has, if Alex Jones is this boogeyman that is so bad he has to be censored off the internet, right? Why has he not been called in for a hearing? Why isn't Congress questioning him on all the crazy things that he said? Why don't they bring him in? Because if they do, it's game over. He'll bring it all out. It'll be on television. It'll make national news, and you'll find out everything he's ever talked about is true. But here's what you said that's actually next level genius that I've not heard anyone else say. They actually are already implementing the social score in the United States. We don't really have anybody talking about that. That's actually so true. We don't even realize it. The social score is already being implemented in the United States. You might not see it. They might not have some credit report like, and go check your credit score,
right,
but it's already happening. And what we're seeing is kind of the tip of the iceberg, which is just a blatant censorship.
Right.
But under that is actually the social score they're monitoring everyone on.
Well, and it's more than that, because that also provides the data that marketers, whether you're marketing a politician or you're marketing a bar of soap. And so they're able to give, they're selling that data then. They're selling your scoring. They're selling your profile to someone else who then tailors the ad just for you, and they zip it right into your front door.
Yeah, like you'll be talking about, let's say we're talking about, Merrell boots or something here, and then you pull up your computer and it says, brand new Merrell boots. And it's right. Hello, we're not in Kansas anymore here.
And this is exactly what's happening. And just simple searches, because remember, it's the aggregation of the data. The more you search, the more you look, the more profile is revealed about you.
And they even admit that.
Right. And we were on the air with Alex yesterday. One of the things I mentioned is somewhere out there, there's a computer programmer. And that computer programmer could write a program that would run in the background when we're on our computers and just do random searches all over the place.
China got caught doing it.
Right. But if we do that as individuals, then you can't get the profile. So someone develops some software that's not just filtering out the viruses, but it's providing a way to disrupt the system monitoring. This would be great. And this kind of software that every person listening to this broadcast would be able to totally disrupt this New World Order's ability to look at you and analyze you and look at your data, because the data is skewed.
Look, there's tons of news I may or may not get to. I'll be live on the War Room too later that I may get to these clips, but the social score is already here. I mean, they're already spying on everything you do. You're already on the grid. I mean, they're censoring you. I mean, this is going on. Like, this is going to change the world you live in. Do you even care?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Right, it's the most wonderful time of the year to be a lying, corrupt, globalist scumbag that lies to Congress and gets away with it. I don't know how much more of this we can take, ladies and gentlemen. We've got loaded phone lines. We're going to go to your calls. There's all kinds of big news. The MK Ultra docs. San Francisco announces they're going to have a transgender cultural district. My God. James A. Fields gets sentenced for first-degree murder for a woman that had a heart attack. Oh, yeah, that's going to be used to bring down the Trump momentum, guarantee you that. Plus, it's going to be used as a distraction from Sundar Pichai's fake testimony today. The guy lies under oath. Just wow. So we're going to go to your phone lines here. Myself, Dr. Nick Begich, taking your calls. Let's start with Ethan, guys, calling in from Kansas, a good buddy of mine, InfoWars Army activist. Go ahead, Ethan.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Owen. Well, first of all, it is absolutely chilling to watch that man sit there and lie and perjure himself in front of Congress and say that there's absolutely no proof of censorship happening on conservatives. That's next level, you know what I mean?
No, Ethan, whoa, hey, I don't have a nose on my face. No, I don't have a nose on my face. Stop it.
Yeah, you know, and what you said was spot on, Owen, that we should all get bullhorns and find a Google facility in our city and do pull Laura Loomer, you know, make our voices heard. If we're not going to stand up now, we never will. There's been people on Infocoms already dissecting the information, getting out the phone numbers and locations of the Google facilities. There's Google in Austin. There's Google in Atlanta, in Boulder, Colorado, all over the nation. And we've got InfoWars Army people in every single state, so we need to get there. We need to do what this Monopoly guy did, pulling the troll there behind the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely it. That's exactly it, Ethan. And I don't even do a good enough job promoting this. But Infocoms, we've got InfoWarsArmy.com. We've got Infocoms, which is a link there. And you can go communicate with other InfoWarriors, get other InfoWarriors in your state, in your city, whatever. And you can organize stuff. Ethan has already done this. There was one that happened in Austin this weekend that I was at. So, yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to mobilize to these Google and Apple headquarters. It's like this. This is what I was going to say, Dr. Begich. I'm so glad this came to me. Just you know, sometimes it's like a game where you put the corrupt. I mean, you literally just show the corruption, but you put it right in front of the face, and somehow there's like a weird psychological thing where you miss it, right?
Right.
It's like the old. So what do? They give you windows. Well, what is Windows? It's a window in everything you've ever done in your life. It's literally a window to spy on you. What else do they do? Well, okay, Windows doesn't want to control everything, so Bill Gates invests half into Apple. And then what is Apple? Taking a bite out of the apple. That represents Apple taking the evil of Windows, and then you have Apple. Like, they take a bite out of the apple in the Bible. So Ethan, final comments. So again, tell people about Infocoms and the organization that's going on there so people can be mobilized to Google headquarters and such to raise awareness about the censorship and the illegal deals they're making with China.
Yeah, absolutely. So check out Infocoms. Like Owen said, go to InfoWarsArmy.com. You can click the link to take you to Infocoms. There's people making topics right now, getting out the information of where to go, the street addresses, the phone numbers. And if you're not able to get mobile right now, the least you can do is make a phone call. Make your voices heard. It's time to get active.
And if you go to these headquarters, you know, the people working there, they're going to be totally clueless. They have no idea. So you politely say, hey, look, Google is censoring people. They're following and tracking everything you do. It's all illegal. They have secret government contracts. Sundar Pichai just lied under oath. So you just politely tell them, hey, here's what's going on. And so then you create a little agitation inside. They're going to hate that. And then they're eventually going to kick you out. Now maybe you have a viral video. And then you get 10, 20, 100 of those. Now you have a nationwide story. Ethan, God bless you. Thank you so much. Let's go to Nick calling in from Michigan. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how are you? I appreciate what you guys do on the show. Big supporter of your guys' products. Wanted to plug a few things. First and foremost, fish oil. Big supporter of that, iodine. Let me see here what we have. Got a few of them on the counter. Female male vitality, bone broth. That's just a few of them. I don't want to go through all of them.
Well, Nick, thank you so much. You make everything we do here possible, so thank you.
Yeah, and specifically calling on a clip I saw on YouTube. I want to say it's within a year or two old, but Trump on a 5G meeting, you know, they were displaying some of the technology for 5G. What it would be, and he just seemed impressed with it almost. And I'm
oh yeah, yeah. Brad Parscale is a big fan of it. He wants to roll it out nationwide. They have no clue.
Yeah, it just seemed like he was like on board. Trump was on board with it himself, and it worried me going forward. Here, you know who he has in the administration telling him what in his ear. I know you guys you speak that on the show. You know, you guys put that out there. He doesn't always have.
But this is so ridiculous. The studies, Dr. Begich, this is when actually something really frustrating. I mean, we're kind of going off on a different jag, but it's all the same vein. We have the studies.
Right.
People get brain cancer right behind their ear.
Right.
I mean, this isn't a coincidence.
Right. In fact, I wrote an article published in 1999 on cell phone safety. It was one of the very first. It was
Which is when the studies were actually first coming out. I mean, that's exactly when they did the real studies.
That's right. And there were over, I think, 50 or 60 citations. It was published in Explore magazine, which is now presently at least peer-reviewed. But, you know, the issues go back, you know, quite a ways. The technology certainly advanced. And when you think about 5G rolling out, and somewhere in the last few days we've talked about on one of the shows I've done.
Well, that was yesterday. We did almost an hour on that.
Yeah, and 5G, when you start to think about pulse modulated signals, which is the essence of biologically active signals, this is what 5G is all about.
Well, and they even say it's carcinogenic. I mean, they even say it causes cancer. It's all the studies have proven.
Right, and they absolutely have. In fact, there was a study done at University of Washington years ago before the advent of cell phones even, and the actual frequency ranges that cell phones operated on were found to be biologically active. And the scientist's last name, I believe, was Lynn, L-Y-N-N, and he came forward after cell phones and all the controversy, said, hey, wait a minute, we did these studies, we've proven this long ago, that these are, in fact, technologies that affect us physiologically. The idea of transferring heat into the brain, which is essentially what happens with cell phones, the skull thickness is a little bit of a barrier, but not much. So when you look at a five-year-old, for instance, where the skull is much thinner, 400% more energy into their head from the portable home phone in the house and from the cell phone, as compared to a teenager where about two times as much, and then a full-blown adult with a fully matured skeletal structure.
That's devastating to think about, because you have these little kids playing on their iPads all day now.
All day long.
Just getting blasted.
And this is very important also in terms of cognitive dysfunction. We're seeing more and more reports now about the very brain structure of children now changing, and recent studies released even in the last few months.
Yeah, that was on 60 Minutes. They just released a study with screen time.
Yep.
But they see, here's the thing. They already knew this. You can look up the stories from Steve Jobs years ago saying, don't let your kids play on the iPad. I don't let my kids play on the iPad.
And when you think about, I mean, you're talking about the overtness of the of even the symbolism. Think about television programming.
Yeah.
The programming is running the other direction.
What do you think was going on with the TV from the year 1941 to 1945 before they released it? They were testing the light patterns. They were testing the flicker rate to ease and control the mind. I mean, this has all been tested. This is most of this stuff is declassified. All right, we're going to continue to make take phone calls here. Nick, thank you so much for the phone call. But you know what? On the other side, just to prove what Dr. Nick Begich is saying is true here, the waves being biological, the Army has a weapon using the same frequency waves that literally boils your skin.
Right.
And they can ratchet it up. They could melt you, essentially. This is, you think this is crazy? We'll show you the damn video.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
What's the big deal that the government has a radio wave weapon that can boil your skin that can be comparable to the 5G technology they want to put down the street from your children's school? What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, leave this video running as we're talking about this, because they show in this video how it literally boils your skin. I mean, Dr. Nick Begich, obviously it's not, well, maybe it is weaponized with the cell phone towers, but this is weaponized version of what they're about to bring to cell phone towers.
Right. You know, the idea of this particular technology, when we were on the air yesterday with Alex, this very thing came up, and it was in the conversation was about testing these weapons on Americans first, because under international treaties, we may not be able to do certain technologies against our adversaries, like in the chemical weapons and biological treaties, but we can do it at home. They have specific domestic exemptions under all of these international treaties, and it was General Wynn in the Air Force who came out and came forward and said, hey, we need to test all this stuff on Americans first so we can tell the world it's safe. He wasn't in very long. He kind of disappeared from the scene. But this is exactly the mindset of, unfortunately, too many in the leadership of our military and intelligence community, that Americans are just test subjects. And it was, even under the Clinton administration, they admitted over 500,000 Americans as victims of human experiments. Well, and here we are again.
And I want to keep the video rolling until they show the skin boiling part. But this is, I mean, there was a story in St. Louis. I believe it was I don't remember what year it was, but the government went into a building in St. Louis and literally sprayed the whole building with some sort of chemical. And it was I think it was like 90% black occupancy. And so they sprayed this building with some chemical and they admitted it was a test. There's the video right there telling you how this radio wave boils your skin. This is coming to a cell phone tower near you. The government tests on its citizens all the time. Guys, see if you can find the story. I don't know what year it was, but St. Louis government tests. They sprayed some chemical on some building. It became some big case. And I'm not trying to get off the subject of the censorship. It's really all the same. This is why they censor us, Dr. Begich, because we know the history. We know the studies. We put it all together. And that scares the globalist establishment because their Achilles heel is exposure.
Right. And in fact, when you start to look at how things have been developed even how they're developed within the intelligence community, it's the same way. Everything's compartmentalized, everything's separated and segregated, and eventually it all comes together in a big net that everyone can then see. And that's what's happened. And so much of, under the Freedom of Information Act, private corporations are exempt. So now what has happened over the last, since 1976, is greater and greater amounts of the intelligence community's work is farmed out, where you have no reach, you have no access, you have no visibility. This is, again, a loophole, a huge loophole in the law that needs to be filled and fixed. And the Trump administration is the perfect position to do it. Freedom of information should be exactly about that. Government contractors should be subject to the same legislation as the government is in these cases. You take the contract, you subordinate, or you don't get the contract. You subordinate to the will of the American people.
And but unless you're Sundar Pichai, then you just run everything and you can lie under oath and you know, nobody's going to question you.
And this is, again, where everyone listening to this broadcast, again, get on the phone. And, you know, the articles and stuff that gets clipped and that gets shown on these clips, look them up yourself, or when you see the articles, cut them out. Don't assume your congressman has seen them. Send them in.
And flood social media with these videos that they want banned. Make them ban all of us. Action is the only victory. Resistance is the only victory. All right, let's take a phone call from Jerome in New York. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hello, guys. Looky, I'm going to try to keep myself calm. I'm the guy from China, but I'm stateside right now. But it's much easier to see what's going on when you live over there and you start looking back this way. All the censorship, the big tech, the media, you know, the social media giants, all that. Those guys, by whose authority do they have to censor anyone? Owen, Dr. Baggage. It's the government's plan to take place. That's the government that's involved in it. Just like that show that they put on today with that Google CEO.
But think about the mind control, Jerome, where look, I'm okay to take some argument. I mean, you, public forum or not, that depends on what they want to declare themselves. But I'm okay to have the debate and the argument that says, okay, if you're a private company and you want to censor people, then fine. I'm okay with that debate. But the lies is that they act like it's not going on. That's how you know there's a purpose behind it. That's how you know that there's an agenda driving it, because they're lying about it.
You know, this is one where maybe I differ a little bit from you, because I don't agree they have a right to censor at all. When you engage the public airwaves, which is what we're talking about, they belong to us, not to them. They're regulated on our behalf, not for them. And fundamentally, you can have a private enterprise, but as soon as you touch those public airwaves, those public communication channels that allow for freedom of speech, now you've crossed a line. Now you've entered into the domain of the public. You've entered the domain of the true government, the sovereign humans that live on this planet. So in that domain, the ether between us, the space that connects us, the energy between us, if that isn't fundamental to who we are and the way in which modern technology and knowledge transfers today, this belongs to us, not corporations.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I'm at least willing to have that debate. The point is we don't even have that debate. Anything else, Jerome?
Ask me a question about China. What do you want to know what's going on over there? I tried to take a trip out to Tibet. I was taking a loop around the Silk Road. They wouldn't let me go. They stopped me. They said it was too dangerous for Americans to go over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Dangerous for who?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, exactly. You know, doctor, you know what's going on. Yeah,
yes, indeed. And, you know, I'll tell you what, it's whether it's in China, whether it's in the United States or somewhere else, the reality is it's about changing the way that we perceive the world. And so instead of us driving the truck, we're allowing these international organizations, these globalist corporations that have no sense of patriotism, no sense of connection to the American people. For them, it's just another market to exploit. Now, I say something else about China, and I think you would agree. When you look at the United States as a growing economy, you know, the margin's thin. You know, there's not much more to grow from most people's perspective. But when you look at China, with a billion people trying to get in the middle class, there's a lot of upside there. So you can think of it as a penny stock with a great deal of upside because it's going to the $100. But the mature stock, the United States, is already the $100 a share. So it might take up another 1 point or 2 points at a time. So the globalists are going for where the money is. And they're shifting the production capacity out of the West into where billions, not hundreds of millions like in Europe and the United States, but billions of people live that are coming into the middle class. Because that's where the money is. And you can follow the money. And it's exiting the West, headed to the East, and it's falling under their ideologies, their philosophies, and the way in which those governments, which you have to recognize, are still communist governments. They view us very differently on a set of fundamental values.
Which is why there's no resistance, which is why they shift all that power to the East, where they don't have the resistance in their DNA most recently like we have here in the West. That's why it's so hard to take us down, and it's been. That's why they hit us with the chemicals and everything they do in spying and the censorship. All right, let's squeeze in one more call here from, let's go to Pastor Sam before we go to this next break. Go ahead, Pastor Sam.
Hey, Owen. Hey, Dr. Beckett. Thanks for coming out today. I'm really watching this because, you know, I believe in the mark of the beast, and it's all being rolled out in Venezuela, and it's only going to get worse. What I really wanted to add to the conversation today is the Air Force activity, both with the United States Air Force and the Russian Air Force in the Americas. It was on drugs just yesterday that Russia's moving two of their supersonic heavy bombers into Venezuela. So what that does is it unmasks the fact that the Russians and the Chinese are not both involved in the reconstruction of Venezuela right now. And, of course, this is the initial point. This is the start point of the caravans.
And let's not forget, Venezuela's president said, you know, basically, screw America. We're going to switch off the petrodollar and do anything to separate our ties from America.
You know, something else about China in Latin America, you know, there's like a million Chinese in South America right now. And when you go, I've traveled a fair amount in the last year or so in Ecuador, particularly, a huge Chinese presence. They bring their own companies in, they bring their own labor in, they bring their own resources in, and they own what they build. And it's happening everywhere.
Final 10 seconds, Pastor Sam, go ahead.
The 82nd Airborne is on the move. Fort Bragg was closed for Bush's funeral on December 6th, and over 20 C-130s were spotted over Arizona on radar. From there, they can go over the Sea of Cortez, the Gulf of California, and go to any...
There's no doubt massive war games are happening. What does it all mean? We'll be right back. All right, I just want to get right to your phone calls here, but now, just understand the market of China and India, which is totally controlled, is what these big tech companies are lusting after because they can get away with anything over there and then just bring it to the West. And people here are so dumbed down, they won't even blink an eye. But I want to get to some of your phone calls here with Dr. Nick Begich. Let's start with Kim in North Carolina. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, Owen and Dr. Nick. I support InfoWars, and I use your products as a nurse. I totally trust your products. And Dr. Nick, I also appreciate your segments. As a nurse, I learn a lot.
Well, thank you.
And Dr. Nick, you mentioned Google's capitalizing off of the people. And all of a sudden, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but there has been so many Google Chromebook products on the market all of a sudden. They're really cheap.
Yeah.
But let's take that one step. Do you know where most of these Chromebooks are going? Into the local schools. They're getting contracts with the schools. All these Chromebooks, a lot of them are going to schools.
Right. And you know, this is one of the things. They make the hardware very cheap because where they make their really big money is the reoccurring ad revenue. And that has to do with collecting your data, selling that data to advertisers, and then making the revenue streams from that. So to get the computers in your hands, as long as they can keep that advertising flow, that's where they make their big money.
Yeah, that's just like a portal to their marketing strategy.
Yeah, think about it like this. If you go to buy a book, you buy one book. You don't buy 10 of the same book. But if you buy the one book, in this case, the Chromebook, the technology version of it, and now you have to have an interaction because every time you're using it, you're reading more information, but then they're feeding in the ads and that's where their cash flow comes.
And then they have this whole facade. They say, the Google Chromebook is safe from any viruses or foreign interference. Meanwhile, it's the Chinese are literally behind there getting everything. So it's like this whole facade. Anything else, Kim?
That's my point, that they are using the information and they're using it against us. And I believe possibly some of the people who are in government may be getting some kickbacks from
you're a very kind lady,
they
Kim.
Call that campaign contribution.
Dianne Feinstein got caught with a Chinese spy for 20 freaking years. Harry Reid and his dirty dealing son got caught trying to do illegal land deals with the Chinese in Nevada. This is unbelievable. Quite frankly, you want to know my conspiracy theory? China's burning California to the ground right now so that they can buy up all that land cheap from the Democrats. This is what these people do. So, Kim, you're more accurate than you even realize. All right, let's jump to Judy calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi, Owen. Hi, Dr. Begich. Something that the other Owen Benjamin, had stated recently.
That's
about
right. He's the other Rumor. Owen. Thank you for getting that right. Thank you.
You will always be Owen number one. I'm not trying to
massage
your ego.
I know. I love Owen Benjamin. He's awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. But what he brought up about Laura Loomer, and I tended to agree, it was that it was wonderful her protest when she, handcuffed herself to Twitter's door. But that she was there too short of a period of time to really make the statement that she could have. And just to get your gentleman's opinion, what do you think would have happened? And I would have done the exact same thing that Alex did when the order follower, the D.C. cop, came up to him and told him to shut up. What if he got himself arrested? Do you think that would have been productive, particularly since the fact that he's 100% in the right?
Yeah. You know, I thought about that, too. And that's, a philosophical thing you can go down. And really, the only answer would be in the execution of that. I don't necessarily think that's the best idea. But again, who really knows? But here's what I would say when it comes to the Laura Loomer thing and kind of expanding on that. People wanted to make fun of Laura Loomer for doing that, saying she looks like an idiot, she looks like this, she's making a fool of herself. Well, I got news for you. The only idiot making a fool of themselves is the idiot that doesn't take action, the fool that doesn't take action, the fool that doesn't see what Laura Loomer was attempting to do and successfully did that day, became the number one trend on Twitter where she got banned.
Right. And, this is, I think, standing up in all the different ways that we can and using our own imaginations and doing it. I mean, that was a peaceful thing. There was no violence involved in that. This was a way to grab attention. And
unlike the left, we don't go like riot and break things and steal things?
We're not dumping cars over and lighting them on fire. We're not doing any of that stuff. But when we have the opportunities to be heard, we should be heard. And we should be heard as people that are respectful. Not what we've seen coming from the left, this lack of respect, this lack of consideration. We can be the respectful folks that have values, that are expressed in the way we present ourselves, but we don't back down. We stand our ground, we stand up, we are heard, and we find those ways to be heard. And Twitter is a great thing if you use it. I don't do social media because I've been writing about it for too long. I took a try. I did Facebook 4 days, and I was so disappointed with what I saw there. I just went, I can't even do it commercially. It just doesn't work.
I hear you, man.
But I appreciate it because we're stuck. On the one hand, if you want your word out, you've got to utilize these channels. And now they're chopping us off. Fundamentally unreasonable. More than that, it should not be their right to do this. It should be our right to see to it that they can't ban anyone.
But here's the thing. I forget who I was talking about this with. It's like if you go do some stunt and if you just change one person's mind or you just open one person's mind, then it's totally worth it.
Absolutely. In fact, I have this discussion often because what we call small things may not in fact be small things. And who is the one person that you might have hit? The guy that changes everything. And I use the example of simple things every one of us can do. You're walking down the street, someone's walking by, you smile at them, and you say hello. A lot of people don't do that anymore.
No, that's like assault now.
Right. But that's a human thing. And maybe that person needed that just touch of another human being in that moment. And instead of going off to commit suicide, which is where they were walking, they don't. And then maybe they cure cancer the next year. Now, who was more important? The person who came up with the cure, the person who came up with the smile. And I would say the smile, because without it, nothing would have happened next. There are no small things. There's only things that need to be done. Do what you believe is right and true. Step into that and try. That's all the Creator ever asks of us is try. Step into your truth. Demonstrate that truth. Walk where you go and let people see the light in you. That changes things.
That's the key right there. The Creator gave us everything, gave us this earth, this life, this consciousness to act, not to be, not to lay down, not to accept things, but to, I mean, this is our life, man. God gave you life.
To choose. The thing that distinguishes us from so many other things is this free will thing. We get to choose. We get to choose how we interpret the world around us and then how we engage it. We get to choose whether or not we're going to lay down or stand up. God wants us to choose to be who we were created to be, which is the image and likeness of the creation itself. Step into what we are with confidence, knowing that each step doesn't mean we're going to succeed every time. It's in those failures we get our greatest lessons. Learn from our mistakes, learn from those trials, and grow from them. That's what the Creator intended. That's what the earth is about. It's about stewardship.
Exactly. I'm totally honest. I'm just totally enthralled by the intelligent design of this earth. Wow. But we got to, as we sling this mud with this politics crap that we put up with, just try to free people's minds. All right, I want to take this a final call from Sean, myself and Dr. Nick Begich, before I sign off and Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Sean, Army vet, calls in from New Jersey. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Owen. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
I have a huge gripe. I've grown very sick and tired of all these bought and paid for.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame that we lost Sean. But I think I know where he was going with this. Bought and paid for politicians just being totally worthless. All right, let's just squeeze in one more quick call. So sorry we lost you, Sean. God bless you. Thank you for your service. Georgia, New Mexico, you got a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? How do you like that Monopoly guy, man?
I love that Monopoly guy.
That was the highlight of the day. But you know what, man? I want to say that hearing was very interesting. And it's actually, from my highlight, besides the Monopoly guy, was, you know, your guys' congressman, Mr. Gohmer, he really nailed into, you know, Sundar, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Louis Gohmert, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he really nailed into him about, you know, one, about saying, you know, you claim that you are unaware of any bias. He's like, but everybody around you, you know, it's like being real liberal, and everybody around you, he said, I don't want to think you're being dishonest. He said, but either that or it's like a blind man who can't see. And can't see the light because there's nothing but darkness around him.
And look, that's Louis Gohmert and Representative Smith from Texas as well, being polite and, you know, not wanting to ruffle any feathers. That's the one thing I have. You have to ruffle the feathers, man. You got to go in there and call it out. It's like, no, you are lying. And if you really don't know this is going on, you're a joke of a CEO. Final words, Nick Begich.
Hey, this is about spiritual politics, too. You know, we took the break yesterday in the war room to get away from politics. We entered the realm of spiritual politics. Where our power resides, where the opposition fears, is when we rise up and recognize what we are and claim our birthright back. Grab it back and change the world right
here on
the
Power. Discover your power.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and obviously we're going to have further updates on the Google hearings today and the multiple lies of the Google CEO, who of course was confronted by Alex Jones and Roger Stone. But breaking news here. The Christmas season has begun, and also what's begun is attacks on Christmas markets. Once again, you remember back in 2016, we had the attack in Berlin on the Christmas market there, which killed, around a dozen people, injured dozens more. Now I have this article out of the Mirror. Strasbourg shooting, one dead, three injured after gunshots near Christmas market. It looks like the gunman was targeting soldiers. They were the ones who shot him dead. One person has died and three more injured after gunshots were fired near Strasbourg Christmas market tonight. Strasbourg, obviously being in France. The wounded were seen lying on the floor and desperately taking shelter as markets and nearby restaurants were evacuated. Chilling videos capture people cowering on the floor and running in fear, obviously running past those diversity barriers, which are now in place at all Christmas markets, basically in every major European city, including now even little towns in England, which aren't even centres of, you know, major tourism, are getting these diversity barriers. But these didn't stop this gunman in this instance, obviously not. Armed police have also been pictured descending in the city centre. And this article says, it quotes a BBC reporter saying that a French journalist saw soldiers shoot a man dead who was reportedly targeting them. So we don't know the full details of this. It could just be a lunatic with a gun. It could be a terror attack, especially if they're targeting soldiers, then that would appear to be the case. But we don't know the full details yet. One person dead, three injured in Strasbourg, France today. So we'll get more on that as it develops. Speaking of Christmas, going to cover this and a bunch of stories over the next hour. Canadian council wants to make Christmas less Christian to avoid offending, you guessed it, Muslims. But they actually quote a Muslim councillor in this article who says that he's not even offended by it. It's the white, liberal, middle-class Canadian councillor who's literally offended by Christmas trees, who is literally triggered by a red display of flowers to symbolise Christmas. He said that was not secular enough. And now he's basically launched a purge against Christmas decorations in Victoria, Canada. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into Twitter informing Western critics of Islam if they violate Sharia law. Pakistan is basically sending out notifications to Twitter users saying that their tweets violate the law in Pakistan. Not that that even matters to anyone, because nobody's trying to abide by the laws in Pakistan because they're absolutely ridiculous. And in fact, in one of the examples I give here, it's literally a tweet saying that a terrorist should be prosecuted and the mosque from which this terrorist came should be investigated by authorities. So criticizing terrorists apparently is now against the law in Pakistan. And Twitter is very keen to inform users of that fact, which again, of course, has a chilling effect on free speech. Also, Google approves app for Muslims to report people who commit blasphemy. So, of course, the InfoWars app is still available in Android for now, banned in the Apple Store, of course. But I'm sure this app is also available in the Apple Store. It's at least available in the Android Store, with the focus of allowing Muslims to report individuals who commit blasphemy. So we've literally got big tech banning people like Laura Loomer for criticizing female genital mutilation. Meanwhile, actually allowing their platform to be used for apps to report people for the crime of blasphemy, which isn't a crime, obviously, in the United States or any basic, decent country that holds in sacrosanct any basic value of free speech. We've got a lot of immigration news to come as well, with the situation in Europe as intense as ever before. Bureaucrat nominated to be the next EU chief, he's going to be the next EU commissioner by the looks of it, says that Europe uniting with Africa is a matter of destiny, despite polls, a new Pew survey today, which said that out of 27 nations polled, 0 out of 27 nations want more immigrants to move to their country. We'll get into all that news and more after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're hitting a lot of news right now. First, I want to get into this story, which is up on Infowars.com from this morning. Canadian councillor wants to make Christmas less Christian to avoid offending Muslims. Now, he's more offended than anyone else, including actual Muslim councillors, as this article gets into. A councillor in Victoria, Canada, has succeeded. They accepted his proposal in securing a review of the city's Christmas decorations after he expressed concerns like that things like Christmas trees were not secular enough. That's right, Christmas trees, which is actually pagan, if I remember correctly. It's not even Christian. Were not secular enough and needed to be more diverse because they may offend Muslims. This is Councillor Ben Issett, who was one support for the inquiry, which will look at further secularizing or increasing the diversity of cultural elements in seasonal decorations, reports the Vancouver Sun. Now, about 10 years ago, or probably more closer to 15 years ago, you probably remember Bill O'Reilly on Fox News every single year would have this series, this crusade, this war on Christmas narrative. And in a lot of cases, it was BS or it was overblown and people kind of laughed at it. It became a bit of a meme. It's not a meme anymore. Every single year, we have stories out of European cities where they remove the Christmas decorations, where they stop selling Christmas items in stores because not enough people who even recognize Christmas live in those areas because they've been subsumed by mass immigration. We had a story last year. Again, there's the evil Christmas tree that this councillor wants banned. I'll get back into that in a second. We had a story last year where I went into a Tesco supermarket, you know, the biggest supermarket in Britain, basically biggest chain, and they're no longer selling Christmas cards. They don't even put Christmas on the box. They call them charity cards. And then people were like, oh, yeah, but that's because some of the money that you pay for your Christmas card goes to charity. Yeah, it always did. But they at least put Christmas cards on the box. Now they then even put Christmas on the box of Christmas cards. So now this councillor in Victoria, Canada, has succeeded in securing this review of the Christmas decorations in this town. And it looks like they're going to be even more desecularized or secularized, even though they're not that secular already, or that Christian already, I should say. Councillor Ben Issett, his demands were triggered, listen to this, after a poinsettia, which is a red floral display typically seen at Christmas. It's just a red flower, basically a plant, recently appeared on his desk at Victoria City Hall, and he was furious. Remove it. Remember, this isn't a Muslim guy. This is a middle-class white leftist liberal, he would probably describe himself as. So he got very triggered by seeing this attractive, seasonal, Christmas-like flower display. There you see something similar right there. Appear on his desk at Victoria City Hall. He said, I don't want a poinsettia. He probably said it in that enraged tone as well. It's a symbol of the Christian faith. God forbid we should recognize symbols of the Christian faith during a Christian celebration. Can't have that, can we? He added that the city's main sequoia tree should not be lit up and turned into a Christmas tree because that's not inclusive enough. And he probably said it in that tone as well. It's not diverse enough. It's not inclusive enough. And it may offend Muslims. This is his quote. Muslims, unless they're mixed families, don't have Christmas trees in their homes. Of course, when Muslims have their ceremonies, when Hindus have their ceremonies in this town, of course they're going to recognize that. Nobody's going to complain. Nobody's going to demand that they get watered down. But no, somewhere there might be one Muslim who's offended by some lights on a Christmas tree. Remove them. They're symbols of the Christian faith, even though most of this stuff isn't anymore. I mean, they've got stories in the UK today about nativity scenes where, you remember, you get the little models of nativity scenes. Well, now they're complaining because there isn't enough diversity in the little figurines in the nativity scenes. They're not diverse enough. Every single advert in the UK, probably not every single one, but a good, like at least 75% of these Christmas ads. In fact, there was one which I put in my video about Britain a few days ago last week, and they had, it was an ad for a Sky Cinema, you know, they were promoting the movies they had on over Christmas. They had all the politically correct mixed race families. They also had a black family, had an Indian family. They had a white family without a white father. Then they had another family without any father. They'd expunged white fathers from this list, this feature of families. There are about five or six different families, and they'd just taken out a white father out of any of them. Absolutely bizarre. Why would you even do that? You want to talk about being demographically representative? Yeah, fine, have a black family, have an Indian family. But they deliberately removed a white father. It's just creepy. It's just a little bit bizarre. Just like they're trying to remove these decorations in this town in Canada, because again, this one guy got triggered by a red flower because he's a complete idiot. So Councillor Shamark Dubow, who is Muslim, said he didn't have a problem with the Christmas tree, commenting, "I was born on Christmas Day. This is symbolic, and I like them." He's talking about the Christmas lights on a personal note. So the Muslim counselor said, "Why is this a big deal? I'm not offended by it." Obviously, he represents Muslims in that town. Nobody cares apart from this one white leftist. Virtue signaling. Again, we say over and over again, these kind of people are white supremacists with a guilt complex. Again, they've got so much self-loathing. But then when you actually look at it, we had the Yale study last week, which showed that white leftists dumb down their own vocabulary when they're speaking to minorities. So they're actually so racist but guilty at the same time, so they try to hide it, but it slips out anyway. Despite Christmas decorations being dialed back by the city in recent years, so they've already been getting rid of them anyway, Issit thinks there are still many elements of Christian symbolism which need to be removed. Because again, we can't have Christian symbolism at Christmas in a Western Christian country. He said, "For me, it's the Christmas trees. Yes, they have to go too. It's the poinsettias." Poinsettias. He's really got a bee in his bonnet about the poinsettias. "It's the hollies. Can't have holly. That sort of ruffle my sensibilities in terms of the expenditure of tax dollars." So again, how many tax dollars are they spending on all these other religious ceremonies in the town? Councillor Marianne Alto responded by noting that although she didn't celebrate Christmas, it sounds like none of these councillors celebrate Christmas whatsoever, so it's no surprise that this is happening. "The lights were a way of brightening up the dark winter season." So he's even declared war on lights. That's how deep this has gone. He doesn't want the tree wrapped in lights. There's not even a Christian symbol. It's just some lights. God forbid they would want the place to look nice and Christmassy. Can't have that. She said, "I do think we need to be cognizant of the fact that while we're seeking diversity, part of diversity is also about tolerance." Yeah, but it's not diversity, is it? It's expunging Christian culture from this celebration. And it's not even really Christian. It's a festival culture acknowledged mainly by white people in this town. So we can't have it because that's not diverse enough. "A review, most likely headed up by representatives of different faiths, will now take place in order to assure that publicly funded decorations are as inclusive as possible." Imagine the flip side. Imagine if people start saying, "Well, we need all these Christian representatives to decide that you can't celebrate your Muslim festivities or your Hindu festivities." There would be an outcry and that would never happen. But no, we have to get rid of Christmas. We have to take Christianity out of it completely. And God forbid we should have a poinsettia, lights around a Christmas tree, some holly. No, get rid of it all. It's not diverse enough. Meanwhile, Hungary's foreign minister said that he wants a nativity scene. He wants a Christmas tree. Again, the flip side, where you have a country that's actually proud of its heritage coming forward, their own government being bold and saying, "No, we're not going to cave to the whims of PC insanity. We're actually going to recognize our own festival. We're going to recognize the religion that underpins our entire society. And that's a good thing. That's nothing to be ashamed of." We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Infowars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
The situation in Strasbourg, France, where there's been some kind of gun attack, is still developing. At least one killed. Now it's up to six injured. It was three injured before. The city centre is on lockdown. European Parliament, which is nearby, is on lockdown. People are being urged to stay inside. Gunman is still on the run. Apparently, situation is still active. That is in Strasbourg, France, where there's been a gun attack on a Christmas market. A BBC reporter said that it looked like the gunman was targeting army military personnel who then shot the gunman. So they initially report, I think, that the gunman was dead, but it seems to still be an active situation. So we shall get back into that when we have more news on it. First, I want to tell you, we talk about Christmas. Obviously, we've got great specials on at the InfoWars store. They're trying to deplatform us still, even though they've wiped Alex Jones off of basically all social media outlets. There's some cranky woman on Twitter who's trying to get the radio show pulled off the air, or at least a fake news label slapped on it. So the attempts to undermine us, to sabotage us, continue. They never end. But we've got your support, and that's what has brought us through these hard times and made us thrive even more. Now we got the unprecedented 12 days of Christmas sale, day 9 at InfoWarsStore.com. So this isn't going to go on for very much longer. Up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, exclusive 24-hour specials, and a free shirt with every single order. As the globalists make their desperate last stand against InfoWars and the Liberty Movement, we need your support now more than ever. So for only 4 more days at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got these mega 24-hour specials on top sellers, and every order gets a free T-shirt. Today's special is a massive, whopping, gargantuan 60% off on Alpha Power, which is the proprietary formula that works with the body's natural systems to help bring you alpha male vitality and energy. Today's free T-shirt is We Are All Alex Jones, the anti-censorship shirt, free with every order. Support the Info and get the perfect Christmas gift for the lowest price. Again, 75% off on some products, free shipping, double Patriot points available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support now more than ever. Now, talking about political correctness, obviously we had the story about the Canadian councillor basically trying to ban Christmas, trying to remove any last vestige of Christian symbology from their town's Christmas decorations. CBS reports on a somewhat similar theme. Radio station returns Baby It's Cold Outside to playlist after overwhelming poll results. You remember they said that this was rape culture. This was an example of something that in this Me Too era should be completely abolished. Every single year it seems like they try to ban a classic movie or a classic song. But after polling thousands of Bay Area radio listeners, and this is not just on this radio show, people have called for it to be, again, deplatformed off every other radio show. San Francisco's KOIT radio station announced it was returning the controversial, so controversial, Baby It's Cold Outside holiday song to its daily playlist. CBS San Francisco reports following a national outcry against the song. Really? Or was it just a handful of idiots on Twitter? KOIT program director Brian Figula opted last week to place the song on hold while seeking further listener feedback, and they got that feedback. Thousands of Bay Area listeners responded to the poll, phone calls, emails, and social media. The vast majority of it considered to be a valuable part of their holiday tradition, and they still want to hear it on the radio. 77% of listeners in this poll were opposed to banning the song. KOIT's listeners have spoken, and the overwhelming message is they do want to hear Baby It's Cold Outside. Exactly, because the overwhelming majority of people who complain about it are just pedantic idiots on Twitter obsessed with outrage culture. Why even take any notice of their dumb opinions in the first place? Penned by Guys and Dolls writer Frank Loesser in 1944, the Christmas song has been perceived by some as unworthy for the most wonderful time of the year, particularly in the age of Me Too. And it's basically, you've all heard it, it's just a man trying to get a woman to stay with him for longer and have another drink to be in his company for a bit longer. No, ban it. Remember a couple of weeks ago, Huffington Post wanting to ban the original Rudolph the Reindeer animation because, again, Rudolph was bullied. Yeah, that's the entire point. He rose above it. He strived. He was mentally strong. He succeeded. No, ban it. So they finally got the song back on. Why they even took it off in the first place is absolutely ridiculous. There you see the evil original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer animation, which the Huffington Post said should probably be banned too. So now this all feeds, of course, into the Me Too hysteria, which is a complete contrived moral panic, like everything else they try. But it's back on the radio. My God. Of course, there was a poll. I often make reference to this. It was out of The Economist last year. They asked millennial men, and this is an example of how warped this Me Too brainwashing has become. They asked millennial men what they would consider to be sexual harassment. 25% of US millennial men think asking to buy a woman a drink is a form of sexual harassment. That is the level, that is the insanity, that is the fever pitch hysteria that this Me Too movement has brought to the West. Meanwhile, in Alabama, black girl bullied for friendship with white girl kills herself, Twitter in shock. Now, we've had a lot of stories recently about bullying. Of course, over here in the UK, there was a Syrian kid who was basically pushed down on a playground and had some water poured in his mouth. That was, just led to absolute bedlam and panic. They raised like 200 grand for the kid, even though it later turned out that he was actually bullying other people and violently threatening them. But again, it set off this huge contrived moral panic about racism and bullying in British schools. They don't talk about the innumerable cases of British kids being bullied by migrants. They don't talk about the fact that we've got 30-year-old refugee men posing as 15-year-olds in our schools. They don't talk about the fact that over in Germany, they've got huge problems with bullying and violence in these migrant-heavy dominated schools. There was a case of a blonde German girl in a migrant school who was being bullied, who was being beaten up because she didn't wear a Muslim hijab. They took her to the headmaster. The solution to this bullying from the headmaster was put her in a hijab. Now there's another incident of bullying out of Alabama, slightly different this time though. The incident took place after the fourth grader had transferred to U.S. Jones Elementary School in Demopolis due to the fact that she was racially bullied. So this girl had already been a victim of bullying. Mackenzie Adams, a black 9-year-old girl from Alabama, committed suicide, tragically, after she was relentlessly mocked and taunted by her classmates over her friendship with a white person, according to the Tuscaloosa News. The media outlet cited Adams' relatives as saying she hanged herself December 3rd in Alabama. And the reason was she was being bullied in school because she was friends with a white girl. She was on the receiving end of threats such as kill yourself, quote, you think you're white because you ride with that white boy, and you ugly black bee, just die. And then she killed herself. This is just a microcosm of what happens on Twitter every day, where anti-white racism is rampant and it's condoned. It's not condemned by many elements of the far left. Another absolutely tragic story there out of Alabama. We'll be back. It's the Fourth Hour Live. Don't go away.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Unfortunately, the number of victims of that Christmas market attack in Strasbourg has risen, as it so often does. Now, they're reporting that 10 people have been shot, confirmed one dead so far, at least 9 injured. The gunman remains on the run. We'll continue to follow that story. Now, you probably saw this story yesterday. This is out of Information Liberation. Tim Wise on drunk Columbia student. Time to wreck this little SHIT. Of course, there was a pretty infamous video by this point of a young man outside this university, this Columbia student, basically half jokingly saying that white people saved billions of people from starvation, that white people built modern civilization. He said, quote, white people are the best thing ever. I love myself. I love my people. I don't hate other people. I just love myself. I just love white men. So this student obviously went on a trolley rant. And people mocked him, which is their right to do. But no, that wasn't enough for Tim Wise, who is a regular CNN contributor, billed as an anti-racist activist. If you need to put anti-racist in your profile, that is kind of a little bit dodgy, little bit creepy. Who would need to announce that they're anti-racist? And he tweeted this on Twitter yesterday. Time to wreck this little SHIT. The irony of his rant is that once we make his butt famous for this, he will never accomplish anything. His white maleness notwithstanding, Columbia should expel him. His future should be bleak. Good luck. So again, it's not enough to humiliate. It's not enough to mock this guy, which again is their right to do. If he wants to get out in public and make controversial statements like this, he can expect some pushback. But no, that's not enough. This verified idiot from CNN, a CNN contributor, had to go out and try and ruin this guy's life and directly broke Twitter's rules on targeted harassment. Again, remember, the reason Alex Jones was finally banned by Twitter was because he engaged in targeted harassment of CNN reporter Oliver Darcy, boo-hoo, he couldn't take it. My video of that encounter was removed by Twitter. I got a 24-hour suspension. Alex Jones was banned forever. This guy, because he's a leftist, literally calls for this guy's life to be ruined. His address was already out probably at the same time as this. Whether this led to him being doxxed, who knows? This guy, Tim Wise, claims it didn't. He walked it back. He deleted the tweet. He tried to make the argument that he wasn't calling for this guy to be harassed, and that's obviously what he was calling for. If you tweet, time to wreck this little SHIT, that's a direct incitement for harassment. That's a direct violation of Twitter's rules on targeted harassment. Will he even be suspended? Will he be banned? No. Nothing has happened to him. Nothing. Remember, Peter Fonda joked that he wanted to see Barron Trump locked up in a cage with paedophiles. Nothing happened to him. He didn't even delete the tweet. No suspension, no ban, no nothing. This guy gets up on Twitter, calls for this young college student to be targeted, to be, quote, wrecked in his own words. And again, nothing whatsoever happens. This is the state of Twitter. And then they've got the nerve to get up there in front of Congress and say, oh, there's no bias. We're going to get into that more here in a moment with the Google situation. But we've also got this headline out of Big League Politics. Twitter now informing Western critics of Islam if they violate Sharia law. Now, this isn't just Pakistan that's sending out on behalf of Twitter these messages saying your tweet violates the law in Pakistan. Yeah, who cares? We don't abide by ridiculous, regressive Stone Age laws, and Twitter shouldn't even be acknowledging them. I get these kind of messages about some of my tweets. It says, you may have violated a law in France by sending out this tweet. You may have violated a law in Germany by sending out this tweet. So it's not just Pakistan. It's Western European countries. In another shocking act of censorship and tyranny displayed by big tech social media companies, two ardent critics of Islam on Twitter received notices from the social media company informing them they violated Pakistani law. Now, one of them is Ensof Haydar. Ensof Haydar, who is the wife of Raif Badawi, the guy who was imprisoned and tortured in Saudi Arabia and basically hasn't seen his family for years at this point, as well as Imam Tahwidi, who most of you will know about, who is a prominent imam on Twitter calling out radical Islam. And they were informed that they were in violation of Pakistan's blasphemy laws. The tweet or the email from Twitter, this is what the wife of Raif Badawi said, Twitter's legal department sent me an email informing me that I've broken Pakistan's law. I have attached the tweet in question, so judge for yourselves. And basically, her tweet was calling on people to stand against the hijab because it's against women's rights. It's a regressive form of modesty culture, and people should not support it. No, you can't tweet that. That violates Pakistani law. She said, I'm not from Pakistan, nor am I a Pakistani citizen. Pakistan has no authority over what I say. Get out of here. Why is Twitter even acknowledging this? The police, this was the tweet from Imam Tahwidi. The police must investigate which mosque this terrorist attended for Friday prayers today. I'm serious. Investigate the mosque and the imam that delivers these jihadist sermons. And if you scroll up on that article, actually the picture isn't there. But if you look at the original article, he's talking about the terrorist. I think it was in Australia. It wasn't Australia. I think it was in Melbourne, where they shot a terrorist dead after he tried to attack people. So Imam Tahwidi is basically just criticizing terrorists. There you see the tweet right there. And if you scroll down, you can see what he wrote about it. He was basically saying that this terrorist or the mosque from which he came should be investigated in case there were more jihadists like this guy who tried to attack police officers on the loose, potentially. That violates the law in Pakistan. Criticizing terrorists violates the law in Pakistan. Apparently, according to this, that is a stupid law. Why is Twitter even giving lip service to it? And again, in August of 2018, Pakistan's Islamabad High Court said it would block Twitter unless the American social media company complied with Pakistani Sharia law, the government's request to block objectionable content. So again, you see these big tech companies working with actual dictatorships, enforcing Sharia law, targeting dissidents, helping corrupt, evil governments hunt down dissidents. We saw that today with the case of Google and the protesters about their involvement in hunting down Chinese dissidents. Meanwhile, also out of big league politics, Google approves app for Muslims to report people who commit blasphemy. So again, the InfoWars app is banned in the Apple Store. This is about Android, but I'm sure they've got this app in the Apple Store too. I haven't checked, but I presume they have. A new Android app is launched with the focus of allowing Muslims to report individuals who commit blasphemy or insult Islam. So again, Twitter, or at least this Android app in this case, Google, which owns Android, obviously, is helping basically Islamists out people who criticize Islam. This is not a joke. The app, which is called Smart Pakem, launched in Indonesia last month at the request of the Indonesian government. So again, working hand in hand with a corrupt authoritarian government that has no respect for human rights or free speech. It allows users and government officials to uphold Sharia law and target and report people who hold misguided beliefs in violation of Islamic law, which forbids insults of Islam, insults against the Prophet Muhammad, or the recognition of any other religion besides Islam. So you cannot even recognize the existence of another religion. This is an actual app which is allowed in the Android store, the Google Play store, the same store that has banned basically Gab and a bunch of other free speech social media platforms, again, for hate speech. But if you want an app which literally helps a corrupt, authoritarian, brutal, arcane government hunt down dissidents, then come on in. This is the state of big tech right now. This is why we need to treat them as publishers, not as platforms, because again, they continue to behave like publishers, they continue to curate content, they continue to censor free speech, and they continue to help corrupt governments hunt down, and in some cases, which leads to their torture and imprisonment, political dissidents. It's an absolute disgrace. It has to stop now. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back in the next segment, breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back for the final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into the news, I want to remind you again of the great mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the 12 days of Christmas sale, currently on day 9 at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can get up to 75% off a ton of great products with free shipping and double Patriot points. And we've got several 24-hour specials, which we launch every day as part of this great discount offer. You get a free T-shirt with every order. Today, the free T-shirt is We Are All Alex Jones, the anti-censorship T-shirt. Again, that is free with every single order. And today only, the featured special is 60% off Alpha Power, which is, of course, the proprietary formula that works with the body's natural systems to help bring you alpha male vitality and energy. Get that at 60% off right now. Other products, 75% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping, and a free T-shirt. Stock up in time for Christmas today by getting the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and supporting this network, which obviously, as you've seen, is under constant attack, InfoWarsStore.com. Regarding the situation in Strasbourg, France, where a gunman has attacked a Christmas market, still on the run, motive unknown, President Macron has cut short a major reception at the Elysee Palace to attend Strasbourg. They're now saying one dead, 9 wounded. The gunman, again, has not been apprehended. The city's on lockdown. Other reporters on Twitter are saying that there have been several parallel gun attacks in Strasbourg. That's not confirmed, but some verified users on Twitter are claiming that there have been several different attacks. Hopefully that's not the case, because the injured toll, the death toll, is only going to rise, unfortunately. Others say that there are now 3 killed and 11 wounded, but again, that's not confirmed. But the death toll, unfortunately, as it always does, is rising in Strasbourg. France, again, they reported earlier that the attack was on a group of military soldiers. why we need military soldiers protecting Christmas markets. Well, I think you know the answer to that, but they suggest that they may have been targeted. So it may have been a terror attack, but we don't know. We don't have all the information yet. Now, of course, Alex Jones and Roger Stone are there in DC confronting big tech, confronting Sundar Pichai, who's lied to Congress once again about Google tracking the location of users. He said, quote, this is his quote today, "For Google services, you have a choice of what information is collected and we make it transparent. We give clear toggles by category where users can decide whether that information is collected, stored, or more importantly, if they decide to stop using it," which is categorically untrue. The Associated Press confirmed back in August after an investigation that Google is tracking the location of its users even when the location tracking option is turned off. Quote, this is from their investigation. An Associated Press investigation found that many Google services on Android devices and iPhones store your location data even if you've used a privacy setting that says it will prevent Google from doing so. Even with the option to pause location history turned off, some Google apps automatically store timestamped location data without asking. They do it on the maps. When you open up the map app on your phone, it takes a snapshot of your location, even if you've opted out. When you check the daily weather updates, it records your conversation, even if you've opted out. And it also stores and pinpoints your precise latitude and longitude down to a single square foot when you perform a Google search. For example, if you're searching for a product or a service in your local area, it notes, it records, it tracks your location, even if you opt out. That was confirmed by the Associated Press back in August. Pichai is up there lying about it today. That is perjury, because he claims that they don't track you if you opt out, when, as the AP proved, they do. Google CEO denies company's political bias. Again, that came out even before the hearing. And again, it's complete baloney. Top Dem, Google censorship claims complete fantasy. That is Nadler, who of course is funded by Google. They've got a representative up in front basically shilling for Google, despite the fact that he received $31,000 in donations from Alphabet Inc., Google's parent company. So they're lying about that too, because we can flash back to numerous articles. The Good Censor, remember this one out of Breitbart? They got the leaked videotape where Google admitted discussing abandonment of free speech for safety and civility. That was an internal company memo where they talked about gaming their own algorithm to bury things such as things related to Donald Trump's travel ban, which is also featured in the Daily Caller article about this, which came out a couple of weeks ago. Google debated gaming search results to bury conservative media. In fact, that one was out of InfoWars. And again, they talked about certain search terms. They would game their own algorithm to list certain results above others to manipulate people. Again, this is a company that can shift, that can manipulate millions and millions of votes on an election day. They've proven to have bias before. A new article out of Breitbart today shows this once again. Google employees sought to block Breitbart ads. This was immediately after the election. Google employees sought to block Breitbart from Google AdSense less than 1 month after President Donald Trump took office. So they talked about strangling, financially sabotaging Breitbart right after the election, again, because of their political bias. Again, as with InfoWars and Alex Jones, they talked about using the vague blanket term hate speech to take down Breitbart from Google AdSense, which, of course, makes up the majority of the online advertising market, basically. So again, we've proven time after time, yes, they do have a bias. Nadler's lying about it. Pichai's lying about it. They're all lying about it. And nobody bats an eyelid. Meanwhile, in Europe, Pew survey out of 27 nations polled, zero want more immigrants to move to their country. Across the country surveyed, a median of 45% said fewer or no immigrants should be allowed to move to their country, while 36% said they want about the same number of immigrants, and only 14% of the median average said their country should allow more immigrants. So every time you ask European citizens, they do not want more immigration, which is why it's absolutely insane that a bunch of governments, not all, thankfully, have signed this UN Migration Pact, which basically makes it a human right for migrants to illegally migrate to European countries and actually censors criticism of mass immigration. They say it's not legally binding. But again, this is the policy that they're moving towards.
which is encapsulated by this quote out of, this is a Breitbart article, bureaucrat nominated to be next EU chief. He says, uniting Europe with Africa is a matter of destiny. This is Frans Timmermans, who is expected to be the next EU Commission president. He insists that the continent uniting with Africa is a matter of destiny. That mirrors the rhetoric that came out of France and Macron a few months ago, where he said the goal was to turn Europe into Eurabia by accepting immigration, not just from Africa, but from the Middle East too. But again, the majority of European citizens in every single survey do not want that. And that's part of the reason why the Yellow Vests were out on the streets over the past four weekends protesting against this. Are they finally going to listen to the cries of these people who've been abandoned by globalism, whose living standards are going through the roof? Meanwhile, migrants are pouring in and getting on benefits, which their tax dollars, their tax euros, I should say, pay for. Meanwhile, in Sweden, father arrested for beating burglar who took his seven-year-old son hostage with a gun. Basically, what happened, a burglar broke into his house, grabbed his seven-year-old boy, stuck a gun in his mouth. The father came in, basically beat up the burglar, as he should have done, as he had should have had the complete right to do. The police arrived, and they arrested not just the burglar, but the father too. They literally arrested him for defending his home and potentially saving his own son's life. That's an example of what's going on in Sweden. Meanwhile, the number of German gun licenses more than doubles during migrant crisis. And this has been going on for a while, but it's peaked this year. German authorities issued more than 600,000 weapons licenses, representing an increase of 130% since 2014, according to the latest figures. So basically, Germans are seeing the spike in crime. Violent crime has gone up significantly in Germany over the past couple of years. And according to the German government's own statistics, 90%, 90 of that rise in violent crime in Germany is attributable to migrants. So German people are responding by arming themselves where there are at least still some provisions of home protection, of self-protection. They can still buy tear gas and mace and things like that, which you cannot buy in countries like the United Kingdom because you're not allowed to defend your own home. Macron concedes anger over mass immigration must be acknowledged. Again, we had the giant protest this weekend. He said, finally, despite basically opening up the borders to more migration, that mass immigration and the consequences that have been wrought on France as a result of that, as we talk about a potential terror attack in Strasbourg on a Christmas market, that those concerns need to be addressed and that France must tackle the question of immigration, despite the fact that he personally has opened the borders and made the situation immeasurably worse. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Coming up, War Room. Don't go away. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.